97.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C. This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Everybody, and welcome to the Best of Don and Mike. Happy Monday to you. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Arnger, with you on this. It's an iffy Monday afternoon here in the Washington, D.C. area, but we're going to get through it together, and I will tell you why. Tell you why, because we have some of the best of Best of Don and Mike for the next couple of weeks. Don and Mike returning in 2 weeks from today, so until then, we'll kick back and laugh. Hey, if they're on vacation, why don't you just not go into work either? Pop a beer, kick back with the Best of Don and Mike. And so, getting into it, I know I'm going to love this segment, and I can't tell you why, but Mike has back pain. It's the Best of Don and Mike.
Michael.
Yeah, all right. All right. Everybody remembers that was listening to the show the Friday before.
Everybody out there listening.
Everybody out there listening. Remembers the acupuncturist coming in because I hurt my back. The way I hurt my back, the way it manifested itself was, I guess you would call it sciatica, where it shoots down your leg and it made my foot numb. Mm. And it was getting worse and worse and worse. And the worst part of it, I can sit in a certain position and be okay. I can walk around and be okay. It's transitions. It's like moving when I'm sitting or moving when I'm trying to sleep at night.
Right.
Friday night, I realized that I got to do my kids' auction. And then the next day, my girlfriend and I are flying down to Florida for a vacation. It's 4:30 in the morning. I'm in agony, and it's not such pain that I couldn't have dealt with it, but I knew that it was going to get worse, and I needed to go see somebody.
Right.
I'm saying it this way because this is what I call emergency room guilt. I was functional.
Don't worry about it.
But I didn't have any choice. I didn't know what to do because you can't go to see a doctor on Saturday.
No.
And for doctors that treat this stuff, I'm told you go see like a neurologist, you know, somebody who deals with the spine and all that stuff.
Does your foot still feel like ginger ale today?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. So much weird, you know, it's weird about coming back and getting. What a tonic this show is, Don. Let me tell you. What an incredible tonic this show.
Sure is.
You know, show business is in my blood. I tell you, my toe is less numb than it has been for 2 weeks.
Vicodin is also in your blood.
No, it's really not. In fact, I'm low key in the Vicodin. I've only had one, or maybe two.
See?
Hold on a second. Let me stand up and just check here. Hold on. I think I have one.
Count them in your pocket.
Them in your pockets?
I've got the Vicodin and the muscle relaxer that are right there. Uh-huh. Yeah, I've only had one. Excuse me, I'm feeling lightheaded.
I'm trying to put them from one hand to the next. Okay, you're going to fall down.
Excuse me.
All right. Shake.
This is really good. Let me just have a sip of water.
Yeah. I'll be all set.
You will be better.
Some water.
We're all right now. Oh, dear.
Okay. I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried last night.
What else?
Help me. I don't know the words to it, so I can read it. If we give it up, just, you know, please forgive us.
You always have to play that. You can't let that tape play without going to the part where you go, if I goof it up, that's where he sounds the most messed up.
That's part. So you have to go to the emergency room.
The drugs didn't enter this until 4:30 in the morning. I
I say to Carla, I said, I just think we should go. I asked her to go past where I live to a good hospital, and so we drive to the good hospital, because that's, you know, when you get to be my advanced age, you know the good hospital is the best.
Right. You had to drive a long time, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Out where I live, you know how the game goes.
I do.
They're the good, yeah. They're the hospitals where the doctors go, and then they're the hospitals where the people that, you know, were educated in Mexico go. And, you know, and so we drove to the good hospital. I get there. It's really a very, very cool, because Saturday morning, it's Friday morning. No, it's Saturday morning. At 4:30 in the morning, we get in probably about 4:45. There's not a big crowd, and I figured at that hour on a weekend, you'd probably get the people coming in with real problems. I don't realize until they get me on the gurney and get me back in the emergency room that, oh, the problems are there. It's they haven't been waiting in the lobby.
They haven't been waiting.
No, they're flying them in.
Wow.
That's why there wasn't a real crowd out there, because the people that are coming in are coming in, and I'm hearing things that are right out of the movie, the television show on NBC, where you hear this one guy going, ow, 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 and I'm sitting there, and the nurse comes back and says, you had the back problem, right? Okay. Listen, we're going to get to you. It's just not going to happen right away. And I said, hey, take care of the sick people first. I'm going to be fine. I just want somebody to take a look at this. And
we applaud that.
No, but I really did say that, Rob. You don't give me the phony applause.
That was real.
Because I was guilty. I felt guilty because this guy's screaming in the back. And they had two cardiac guys coming in. And then I guess a car accident or something. The guy... Because all I overhear
is a guy
that sounds like he's hurting, but he's also drunk. That's what it sounds like. So there's some sort of...
I'm mad. I am mad.
I hear this going on, and I realize that, yeah, they got bigger fish to fry, and I'm not going anywhere. They haven't given me drugs yet.
Okay.
Shut up!
Okay, sorry.
I'm sitting there. Now, the problem I have is that I am in a tremendous amount of pain. I don't have anything to take for the pain. And the gurneys that they put you on in the little hospital ER rooms, you know, what it is the thin type of cushions you put out at a pool?
Yeah.
You know those things they lie down?
Well,
picture flimsier than that. Wow. I'm lying on this thing, and I can't get comfortable, and I'm just sitting there back and forth. Finally, I don't know what the time frame is. I know my total time spent, I left there probably about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I got there at 4:30 in the morning.
About 7 hours.
When a guy finally comes to see me, the ER doctor comes
9 hours, I'm doing the math.
Sorry. Yeah, I think it's maybe 7, 8 hours.
Yeah.
The guy comes and he sees me, and he says, what are you doing? You know, what's the deal? I said, I got this back pain. The pain is not in my back. It's at the back of my leg, and it radiates down into my calf, and my foot is numb. He's like, your foot is numb. You don't have feeling in the right side of your foot. I said, no, it's numb. He said, okay, we don't mess around with that. Without missing a beat, at that point, he looks at me and he says, okay, so that's it. Okay, we're going to need to do a rectal exam.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what? You know, I'm sitting and I go, what? Wait.
You're crazy.
Rectal exam.
Here's the deal. I've been waiting for this doctor for two, 3 hours. Mm-hmm. I've been lying on this thing. I finally get to see a doctor.
He's a young guy, and I said,
boy, but I mean, I went to the good hospital. He must know what he's doing. And he says, yeah, we're going to have to do this. It's required. You know, when you have numbness in your extremities, we just want, and I don't know. He said, so what I want you to do.
How is Dr. Lou?
I want you to do is, you know, and I'm sitting there going, no. And he says, turn over. And I've got the hospital gown on at this point, but I've got my boxers on underneath my hospital gown.
For you,
sexy.
Mike.
It's a sexy. He says, roll over on your side. And I'm like, oh, dear. So I roll over on my side, and he proceeds to like that. When he does the thing, he says, I got to say what he tells me to say. Yeah. This is a medical procedure.
Right.
He says, okay, now I want you to push like you're going to go to the, you know?
Right.
That, now,
push.
Now, are we legal by saying that?
Yes.
Right.
Don't sweat
it. Like, I don't understand. Now, this is, now look, I didn't say why when he suggested the exam in the first place, but at this point I said, you want me to do, I said, I said to him,
what does that have to do with your back?
No, I said to him, if you're going to make me do, I said, if you want me to do this, I've been, this whole process
so the guy,
has been.
Hold on. The guy, just so we're straight.
So to speak.
You're on the table for your back.
Yeah, he says,
the guy,
what is the pain?
The guy takes his finger and does the thing, and then says,
I think he did a little knee check. You know, he did a little thing with the hammer.
Yeah.
He checks the reflexes. And then he says, when he does the thing with iron and finger, he says, push. The reason I find out later is they want to make sure that I am able to do that, because apparently when you have this problem with your spine and the nerves and all that's involved, sometimes the nerve that controls that is affected and you're not able to do that, and that's what they're really worried about.
Hope
because
you gave
if
him
you
what he wanted.
If you, I, apparently I hit a home run.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, but just barely, because here's the thing, wait. You, when you have to do that, you do that, and if you, you know, if you completely go, you know, all day with it,
right,
you know, he's going to, he's going to have a problem on his hand.
Yes, yes.
And I was sitting there, and so I pushed, but just so much.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't push.
You held back a little.
I didn't. Well, of course.
Yes.
You weren't showing off like you were Mr. Incredible.
I mean, I could have.
You didn't
give it
everything you had.
So I'm sitting there, he explains this to me. He said, "We want to make sure that you're functional down there, because when you push, that's how it proves." He said, "Are you pushing?" I'm like, "No, I don't want to." And then I finally do, and it worked fine. It worked fine.
You said the word.
Yeah.
Click, click, click.
I said the H word.
Reflexes.
Yes, I think the medical term for that, I recall it from the birthing room, is we need you to bear down.
Yes. Well, he said push. So he gets done with that. He said, "Okay, fine. Here's what we do. We're going to give you some pain medication."
I bet he does not bite his fingernails.
But I wonder if he buys pictures of fat people on cruise ships.
Now, at this point... At this point, he says he's going to give me some pain medication. The nurse is going to come by. He said, yes. And how did this work out? The way it worked out...
Didn't you pay him $1,000 and he gave you 10 Percocets?
I gave him $1,000. I was bleeding to death. What happened was he left, and somehow it gets a little cloudy at this point because they give me a couple of very strong pain relievers and a muscle relaxer now.
Yeah.
They're giving me the muscle relaxer, and he'd come in after that and ask me it might have been a bigger problem. But I'm lying on the thing, and later on they said...
Mike, as a token of my appreciation, here's some Vicodin. It's been a great day.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Doctor.
Yum, yum. I take this, and... somehow, during the whole time, I was able to go down for an MRI, which I don't remember having an MRI. This might have been the first one. I thought I'd had one. I'm loopy on the stuff that I've just taken.
Sure.
And I go in, and he does the whole thing. Now, he's giving me this whole lecture about people get a little freaked out by this. They get a little claustrophobic. I'm like, hey, don't worry about this. I'm fine, and there's not going to be any problem. They shoot me into that tube, and as soon as they shoot me into that tube, I understand why people wig out a little bit, and the whole being on an airplane thing comes, and I am fighting it like there's nobody's, because I really, I'm saying, he said, "Are you okay in there right now?" I said, "Yeah, I'm doing fine." "Okay, if you feel at all uncomfortable, or you feel like you're freaking out a little bit, you let me know, right?" I'm like, "Yeah."
Did he tell you to push?
I'm pushing right now, but inside, I'm really going, get me out, and I was in there for 20 minutes.
Time out.
Yeah.
Now,
wow.
Not only is it small, it's loud, isn't it?
It's loud. It goes. But it freaked me out, and I got the medication, which may affect breathing. And I'm, you know, I'm
Don and Mike. Hold on, Mike, you get another break. Hello.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, hi.
Mike, I want to know if you told the doctor that you were the radio god Mike O'Mara before he went on with the procedure.
No, I did not. I did at one point towards the end of the procedure. Due to the fact that I just want, you know, I'm loopy on the medication.
Sure.
I believe that's when I go into the whole Phil Hartman thing with, you might remember me as a famous radio personality. Could I have two more of those pills, please?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey. Hey, Mike, was he behind you, and are you sure it was his...
Hey, stop it.
Come on.
Okay. Hey,
give him another thought.
He's kidding, of course.
Right, he's gone. We gotta break.
Becoming a father, huh?
Yeah.
We've been waiting over 3 years.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
This is my
How about
phone.
You? About a month.
Mike on Vice.
A month, that's all?
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality.
That's after the muscle relax.
Mike on Vike.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back. You know what? We've got this a pretty killer Larry King and Pope thing. Yeah. But the Pope will still be dead tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, indeed.
We'll do that tomorrow.
I'm going to take a Vicodin in between now and when we come back.
I would rather hear you talk about this.
And
once again, if you weren't listening earlier, I got a great call from Mike after he discovered Vicodin.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Just took one right now?
Taking one now. Washing it down.
It's not a birthday party for me.
Now, Mike?
Yeah.
Push. Mike is very high. Apparently, that
not
Vicodin.
At all. I mean, I'm used to this stuff now. I mean, be honest with you, I do three of these a day. So, you know, that's.
So you're building up a tolerance.
Or an addiction, whichever way you might want to look at it.
Well, one man's tolerance, another man's addiction, Mike.
Huge bottle of pills.
Yeah.
You should talk to really is Jane.
Really?
Jane's addiction.
Jane's addiction.
The only problem is when he doesn't take them.
Yeah. Excuse me. I just burped.
And I know about you. I'm addicted to love.
Addicted to love.
Okay, so you got your meds.
Well, I get the meds, and then the way I figured it, I probably got 2 months worth of medical attention in 7 hours, because I that was the very beginning. Got the MRI. What they said I have is a herniated disc, not a herniated disc. I think a bulging disc, which is pressing on the nerve root. Or the nerve, and that is causing the pain to go down the leg. And the worst thing of it is not the pain. It's the numb foot. That's what's driving me crazy.
You still got the numb Jackie Gleason foot today?
I still got the Jackie Gleason foot that always feels like your baby toe is curling under your foot.
Wow.
And occasionally I'll just stare at my foot and I'll say, hello, baby toe.
Uh-huh.
Hello, little baby numb toe.
What are you talking about? You should rent the movie Nothing in Common with Tom Hanks.
Great foot scene with Jackie Gleason.
Jackie Gleason.
Where he goes down to pick something up and his father, Jackie Gleason, drops and sees his blue mango.
Because his dad, Jackie Gleason, would never go to the hospital.
Yeah, and he's right. Got gout and diabetes and all
and
these things.
Having to cut his foot off.
They got to just lop that foot right off.
Take it right off. Take it clean off.
So I go in the little tube and get the MRI done. And after that, the...
tube, Shivier. Yeah. Shivo.
Good tube right
another
Shivo.
Tube one.
Tube again.
And Shivo. A neurologist comes down and he says... Well, I'm going to give you this prescription. I'm going to give you this prescription. And,
oh, speaking of that... what's your name?
Barry Shivo.
Am I only the only one that thought she was hot?
In her day?
No. No, of course not. No, Mike, at the very end. At the very end.
No, that picture.
She's like, damn. No, of course I meant. Right. No, Mike, I meant at the end. When she didn't have food.
Well, I was
or
I'm losing my train of thought
she
here.
Was,
I'm trying to keep
she
up.
She was so hot.
Oh, my.
Well, she did look good towards the end because she'd lost a lot of weight.
She was... I don't know who was hotter, her or the Pope. They were carrying the Pope around on that gurney today.
So there's that one picture of Terry Shavo. They say, and yes, I agree with you. She is hot. She was hot. That one where she's got kind of the big Hollywood hair.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about the one that was taken, right. I believe, a couple minutes before she passed away.
Shut up.
The tube.
Very hot. The tube her.
God.
Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
What, Mike?
I'm fine.
Mike?
No, so...
Mike O'Mara.
So I cruise out, talk to the neurologist, and in the just about that time I was on, I think my... They gave me another kind of dose of stuff, and they gave me a shot of steroids, and gave me the prescription, and sent me on my way, and it was right before that. They bring you back, and the real sick people, the people that are either having heart attacks or in car accidents or, you know, falling through plate glass windows, they've got all the rooms occupied. So when I come back from getting my MRI, they shoot me down a hallway, and I'm in that hallway for, I estimated, probably about 2.5 hours when a nurse comes around the corner and says... Well, there you are.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing anyway?
Hey, baby. How's everybody doing?
Welcome to the world of Vicodin.
But, you know.
La, 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 la,
once they go into this.
La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la,
la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, okay. Sorry, Mike.
What?
I never met a girl like you before, Miranda.
Miranda. Thank you, Batman.
Batman.
So what's the deal with you? Are you living? Are you dying? With your back?
Well, nothing's changed. I'm
still in pain
where
except
I was.
For the pills.
So you're still in pain. Your foot still feels like ginger ale.
Yeah.
Your right leg still feels like ginger ale.
I'm going to another... I am not.
You are so
My
high.
Speech is not affected
no,
by this.
No, it's not. Not at all, Mike.
I'm going to another doctor the 13th of April. I'm going to another doctor like this week who does like rehab stuff, and I'm going to go. I might go back and see Allison Kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
But she couldn't find me a doctor, an acupuncturist down in Florida.
No.
So I'm, and the vacation sucked. I couldn't do anything. I thought I would have been able to, you know, at one point I'm talking to the doctor.
Well, you could push.
Yeah, I could do that.
You did that.
That was, I did a lot of that. And I am happy to report nothing in that department is in any way bad at all. Good for you.
Like it didn't make well,
you're right, your microphone wasn't turned on, Skippy.
How's that? Can I get you something? Doesn't Vicodin make it tough sometimes?
They say it does.
Yes.
That has not affected me that way.
Good for you.
I'm drinking plenty of fluids.
That's important.
I'm getting plenty of fluids, but
so,
I'll let you know.
Brain-based fluids.
Not that I am curious for myself, but for others who might be listening and wondering, exactly how many Vicks do you have?
Like the total number of pills?
Yeah.
I haven't counted.
How many would you
prescribe? I could probably, I think I'd have to go back and look at the bottle. The bottle's not here. I put them in my pocket. All right, I'll tell the truth. I got them from a guy on the street.
Yeah, come on. How many did you get?
A big, fat bottle that was about that big and about that round around.
Mm-hmm.
You
wow.
know? And there were a lot. And then I got these little bottle with tiny little pills that are the muscle relaxers.
Yeah, Flexeril, probably.
And they feel pretty good. I don't mind telling you.
Doesn't Vicodin help you bowl? Helps it, one bowl buzz.
Yes. Is that what you
yeah.
were?
Yeah, it relaxes you and allows you to focus on the pins.
Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Dancing
buzz,
pins.
Buzz did bowl one night on Vicodin.
It was my best night ever.
Buzz had a great night bowling.
I finally did well.
He did.
Yeah. He did. You, I mean, yeah. You were like in the 200s.
I relaxed, yeah.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don, Mike?
Yeah, we are. Hi.
Hey.
Well, one of us is.
Hello.
My wife has degenerative disc disease, and she had her back... Her vertebrates fused together, and it started out as bulging discs.
Yeah. So how did she end up?
Mike, she's dead.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Good story.
Now, come on, really.
She's still going to physical therapy, but she feels better.
All right.
They give her so many
you know,
different
you,
drugs.
The one thing I have learned, and I know, Don, you had an issue with your back, and I talked to... So many people, and you seem to get, like, if there are 10 people sitting in a restaurant, you'll talk to 10 of them, and 3 or 4 of them have had a back thing. So, I mean,
yeah,
and it depends.
Common.
Some people do it with rehab. Some people do drug rehab, of course, is what I'm talking about. Some people do it with surgery. I hope I don't have to do the surgery thing. I seriously, today, feel as good as I have felt since I was in the emergency room. I don't know whether it's the adrenaline of the adrenaline of the show or the like. It's not the pills.
Combination.
The pill.
It is not the pill.
I never met a girl like you before. Miranda.
Don't point at me. You're so high, you can't even articulate. You just point at me like, funny.
So funny, man.
Funny dog.
Funny man lied about the lady beating her kids.
There you go.
That's a good one.
Hello there.
I did like that.
Don and Mike, that's us. You're on the air. Hello.
Mike would probably really like some absinthe right now.
I don't think it would be a real good idea to probably drink absinthe in this current
time. I'll tell you, an awful movie that we watched on vacation on the pay-per-view was Alfie with Jude Law.
The new Alfie, yeah.
Yuck.
Does that have absinthe in it?
Yeah, and at one point, now there's no nudity. Susan Sarandon is the co-star, and, you know, there's two big reasons she's in this movie.
And for her age, she still manages to look stunning. Yeah.
She got it going on. She really does. Mm-hmm. And she's seducing Jude Law, and she says, oh, a little absinthe, the green fairy. And she mixes it up that same hillbilly heroin way that you did, Buzz, with the spoon and the sugar and the thing on fire.
I said to somebody, an old movie that's out now, you can get is Dracula, the Francis Ford Coppola, where they show the same thing where they're pouring the absinthe over the sugar cube.
You're
giving
high.
Me a complex now.
You're
really
high.
Am.
You're really
I
high.
I am not. I am
all
not.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yeah, what?
Hey.
What?
Mike?
Yeah.
Well, here.
I'm here. I'm here.
Tom again?
Yep.
Oh. Tom, what do you want?
I'd like to come in and be on the show sometime.
Yeah.
Tom, how do you spell back?
Back. B-A-C-K.
Hey, very good.
Very close.
How do you spell stomach?
Tom?
S-M...
Are you breathing, Mike?
S-M-O-P-E.
Smope.
Right.
Hey, Tom, you've done some rehab, haven't you? How's the knee or the hip or whatever?
It's good.
Good.
Thanks, Rob.
You ever take
I really, you know, that's about it.
You ever take Vicodin? You ever take Vicodin?
You know, I haven't said anything to you. Like, hey, did you kiss Matt Elliott on your vacation or what?
I'm going to bring all right. my muscle relaxers in.
Oh, good. Oh, good, Tom.
Meds with Tom.
I hope they do as well for me as they have for you.
Yep, they have.
Thank you, Tom. Good news.
Right. Wonder what veterinarian prescribed.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, I want to trade Mike, like, two or three pills of Vicodin for a round at a local court.
I will trade
even
you
swap
your pills for golf.
They say the golfers do that. Golfers do take tranquilizers. I just read this maybe a week ago.
Improves your game.
That the guys on the PGA Tour actually do that.
Yeah, see, it's what I've been saying.
Seriously. Buzz is always the glass
Bowling,
half full.
Golf, it's all better.
Hello.
Valium is the drug of choice on the PGA Tour.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
The PGA Tour. What is what?
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
You know what?
What? Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike?
Yes, I'm here. What?
Hey, that's how they check you for that in prison, the way they check you for that. Didn't they just ask you if you went to the bathroom recently or not? Did they have to do that to you?
Well, I lied. All right, if you want to know the truth, I lied. I said I was having trouble down there.
You requested the
As a matter of fact, I requested the exam. As a matter of fact, I begged for it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike. Mike, I was wondering, I came in on the tail end. Is it a chronic pain condition you have?
Yes, yes, chronic pain, yes.
Have you ever, you might want to ask your doctor about a drug called Avenza. It's a once-a-day morphine. And it'll provide you good pain relief and it shouldn't get you all loopy.
You got it.
Ask your doctor
Thanks
about
for the
morphine.
Call, Avenza.
Bye-bye.
Man,
wouldn't
all
that
right.
be great if they started running commercials for morphine on television?
Sure, I had to get some good stuff for this.
He had a hole in his foot as big as a quarter. They went and filled his pills with sugar.
This is the beginning of it. And none of my friends are, like, steering me away from it. No. Like Elvis's buddy should have, you know? It's like, take more, Mike. How are
hi,
Buzz.
You? Hi, Mike.
How are you, Buzz?
I'm well. How are you?
All right.
Good.
Pretty good, actually.
You know, not all.
Pretty darn good, aren't you?
I feel fine. There's nothing that's different for me than any other time when I'm doing this show. I am 100% fine. My leg feels a little better,
good.
Actually. Yes,
good.
It does.
Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz.
Yeah.
How many shows do you think Mike has left?
Oh, two or three at least.
You make it till the end of the week.
Yeah, pretty much close to the end.
Stay there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike, 3FM.
It is starting to stack up on the inner loop of the Beltway from Rockville Pike to the Mormon Temple, and the outer loop closed in Virginia from Telegraph to the Wilson Bridge. A crispy tender chicken with bold blends of chipotle spices and fresh toppings on a honey wheat roll. Hungry yet? McDonald's new spicy chicken. I'm loving it at participating McDonald's. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, FM 106.7 WJFK.
106.7
Make sure you tune in next Monday for a big announcement.
A huge announcement.
Oh, my wife's going to be salty. She's going to kill me.
You're right. Zip the announcement.
Don't listen on Monday.
Do not listen. Wink, wink.
The Junkies. Mornings on Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Right here. Right there.
What is Nissan now? It's bold design. From the sculpted Nissan Murano to the sleek 350Z. It's athletic utility. From the Xterra 2006 Motor Trend Sport Utility of the Year to the Armada with 8 seats and a big V8 engine. It's awesome power. From the Nissan Maxima with a 265 horsepower V6 to the Titan Nissan 305 horsepower full-size pickup. This is Nissan Now. And this is the Nissan Now National Sales Event. It's your chance to get outstanding offers on every Nissan. Like on the 2006 Altima 2.5S with a special edition package. Lease Altima for just $199 a month for 36 months with $2,579 initial payment. Get to your Nissan dealer now. Event ends March 31st. Nissan, shift your ride. For well-qualified lessees, tax title and license extra, call 1-888-858-8319 for Altima lease and maximum horsepower details. Offer ends 4306.
All this week, it's critically acclaimed, Emmy Award winning, and really, really funny.
During the commercial, I got spanked.
The Who's Crew is back with all new episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Only on ABC Family.
World's worst hitchhikers to give a ride to.
You hear voices when you bite into a burrito?
Five never-before-seen episodes of the Laugh Out Loud, Make It Up on the Spot, Comedy Spectacular.
And magically delicious.
For a full week, ABC Family presents brand new episodes of one of television's most outrageous comedies.
Are you a man or a woman? You have to guess.
Get ready for all new jokes.
Nobody wears underwear like you.
All new sketches.
Don't touch my sauerkraut.
All new funny.
What does that entail?
We'll have to shave your whole body.
And the only place to see it is on ABC Family. A full week of never-before-seen episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? All this week at 10, only on ABC Family. From Universal Pictures.
Everybody get down on the floor!
As a holdup.
Bank robbery. You're the hostage negotiator?
That's right. What do you got?
Has become something much bigger.
Your Honor, you know about this hostage situation. I need to be assured that certain interests are protected.
Now, every hostage.
The mask, they all look the same.
Is a suspect.
You ever rob a bank before?
Never.
You're lying to me. Tell me the truth. Every demand.
One jumbo jet with full gas tank and pilot.
Is a decoy.
They heard everything we said. They bugged us. Keep your men back.
This Friday, the only way to know the truth...
There's something really bad in it.
The sooner you stop being my problem, the better off you'll be.
...is to get inside...
This thing's dialed.
Denzel Washington, Clive Owen, and Jodie Foster.
Come on, this ain't no bank robbery!
Inside Man.
So, Walker, yeah. You still planning on doing that inventory report for me on Thursday?
Well, actually, I was going to go ahead and do it on Wednesday.
You mean Wednesday, right?
No, I mean Wednesday, with a T.
Whatever you say.
Okay.
How about that conference call with the retailers? Oh. Is that still on for next Monday?
Nope, I moved it up to Friday.
Friday?
Yeah.
That's not a real day, Walker.
Well, ever since UPS accelerated their ground shipping, I'm receiving our shipments a day earlier, in some cases faster than that. So it's like I got all these extra days to get things done. I figured I'd go ahead and name them. Makes sense, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, so now I got Monday, Moosday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Thursday, Friday, and Friday. I'm getting so much more done.
Well, you know, they deliver on Saturday, too.
I know. Isn't it great? It gives me all a Friday to run errands.
Now UPS is a day or more faster on ground shipments to and from the most popular business locations across the country. And faster shipping helps your business.
At Volkswagen, we sent our top German engineer, Wolfgang, into other dealerships and secretly recorded his test drives. What you are about to hear is real.
Are you sure this car isn't broken?
No, I'm positive. It's a good car.
There's a room at.
Because also it's on, the gas is on E.
Oh.
So that's why it's not giving us the full extent.
Something else is on empty. It's my satisfaction. Take me to a Volkswagen dealer right now.
Come into your local VW dealer for a joyride in a Passat or Jetta, both rated top safety picks by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Right now, get a value edition Jetta for $209 a month on a 24-month lease. Driving anything else would be a Dummkopf move.
For more information about the test, visit IIHS.org. 1954 required at signing. Excludes taxes, license options, and dealer charges. Supplies limited. Offer expires March 31st, 2006. Call 1-800-DRIVE-VW for details.
Find a seat with a comfortable leg, because you won't be leaving it. Fox Monday, television's two most intense dramas, are now on one night. Prison Break returns with all new episodes, followed by 24. First on Prison Break.
Getting you out of here. Possible. Not if you sign the place it is.
The man killed the vice president's brother.
I was set on.
We're 36 hours from this execution.
There's only one person who can really stop this execution.
Now, the trouble they face on the inside is nothing compared to what's waiting for them on the outside.
We are all screwed.
The fall's most thrilling new show returns with all new episodes. Prison Break. Then, on an all-new 24, the city of Los Angeles is under martial law.
Terrorists operating within our borders will strike again.
And its fate is in the hands of a mysterious woman.
Everyone is for sale.
This isn't a game, ladies. We're running out of time.
It's an all-new 24, right after the return of Prison Break.
It all starts tonight at 8 p.m. on Fox 5. Then stay tuned for the Fox 5 News at 10.
Research has shown that certain life-changing moments can actually cause people to change banks. A move, a marriage, a birth, a promotion. And now there's one more. BB&T Free Checking. A life-changing opportunity in itself. There's no monthly maintenance fee or minimum balance requirement. Plus, you get unlimited check writing, free online banking with bill pay, even a free BB&T check card with Visa Extras. And you get a relationship with a bank that cares about making your life easier. A bank that's always on the lookout for your next opportunity. Stop by one of our local financial centers, call 1-800-BANK-BBT, or visit bbt.com. It's that easy. And who knows? Now might be the perfect time for you to make a change. Banking, insurance, investments, BB&T. There's opportunity here. Member FDIC. Only deposit products are FDIC insured.
Get Caught with Cup Instant Win Game and Online Sweepstakes. Basically, Wawa's Get Caught with Cup Instant Win Game and Online Sweepstakes is a chance to win $1 million if Wawa's Cup Crew catches you with a fresh Wawa coffee in the new Wawa Coffee Cup. Yeah, $1 million. Who wouldn't want $1 million? That's a lot of shoes. So I'm increasing my chances of winning by drinking delicious Wawa coffee from the new cup nonstop. And how great is that? I get to drink my favorite coffee all day, do my thing, and wait for the crew to spot me. Oh, the idea of winning gets me so jittery. It's just overwhelming when wondering if I'll be Wawa's winner for $1 million Wawa with Wawa's award-winning wonderful coffee. Wow, that was a lot of W's, wasn't it? You can learn about sweepstakes rules and other prizes at Wawa.com. And keep in mind, there's no downside to winning lots of money, other than discovering new relatives. So if you love great fresh Wawa coffee like me and love money like me, never let go of that new Wawa cup and use your free hand to wave down Wawa's cup crew. But don't wave at the coffee. That's messy and it's so much better to drink it.
The Wawa Get Caught with the Cup Instant Win Game and Online Sweepstakes. Details in store or at Wawa.com.
No purchase necessary. Must be a resident of Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or Virginia. Ends April 9th, 2006.
This Tuesday on A&E, the dog is back with a pack of new episodes and the biggest hunt of his life.
Been chasing him for 3 years. Hawaii's number one wanted fugitive.
The stakes are bigger.
Five counties, 50 officers, and 3,000 miles.
Batter.
Time's up over a pow.
With more bite than ever.
Oh, if you think I'm nasty now, wait a week at home.
Dog the Bounty Hunter. New season starts Tuesday night at 9, 8 Central, only on A&E.
This is gonna get crazy.
I'm so glad you got tickets to this concert.
Yeah, definitely. These guys put on a killer show.
Great, let's go.
Wait, it's just the opening band. Let's get a little stone first. It's crazy strong. Here you go.
This is the moment your guidance can prevent your teen from smoking marijuana. So visit theantidrug.com and learn how to set clear rules about drugs. Parents, the anti-drug.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
106.7. FreeFM.com.
The Don and Mike Show. WKOK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Richard Hayden?
Tommy.
So where's my dad? I thought he was going to meet me at the airport.
He was at the airport this morning, but you weren't on the plane.
He said he had a surprise for me.
Maybe. I guess you should have called.
I did call earlier when using the phone.
Earlier, when was that?
Later, when then I left a message.
A message? What number did you call?
2-4-9-5-6-7-8.
I can't hear you. You're trailing off. And did I catch a niner in there? Were you calling from a walkie-talkie?
No, it was cordless.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like corn. Enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
Right, and welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. Don and Mike returning from vacation 2 weeks from today. So let's get right back into it. Well, I'm looking at my notes. It says Ken Jennings. I don't remember who Ken Jennings is, so let's find out together on the best of Don and Mike.
Because you know, we've already talked about this guy, Ken Jennings, that's going to be on Jeopardy tonight. And I'm already thinking that the fix is in. That either Mike, don't laugh. This time I'm serious as cancer. This is not something I'm saying.
I'm serious, and I'm serious with, you know, we're having a friendly disagreement on this.
I'm not saying this like to be a shock jocker to be funny. I really think the fix is in.
Yeah. And you think it stems from Alex Trebek.
And I think it will be apparent tonight when we watch Jeopardy. And let's face it, as a nation collectively, we'll watch it. We know the guy's going to lose.
Well, Alex is in my house every night with Jeopardy.
we're still going to watch it. And I love the fact that, as was reported earlier in the Washington Post and in this online, whatever the website is that had the clip, Alex is happy that this guy loses.
Of course. That doesn't surprise me, because I think Alex is, you know, might be a little hateful towards this guy.
Hold on a second.
A lot of people.
Alex says, the category is business and industry. Here's your clues, blah, blah, blah. They work 4 months a year. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. So here's what Alex says. His final response is, and then the guy Ken Jennings says, FedEx. He says, Nancy, congratulations. You are indeed a giant killer.
Wow.
And then he looks over to Ken Jennings.
Oh, so he says it like that?
Yes.
Oh, that says it right there.
And then he says, he looks at Ken Jennings and says, all good things have to come to an end, don't they?
Yeah, that ready.
And then Alex Trebek says, well, too bad for Ken, but he's going home with a lot of money, $2.5 million. Congratulations, young man.
Oh, so that's obvious.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's when you see it in print, and I don't think it's the way you interpret it, and when it's the written word, mm-hmm. I'll just do that tonight.
I'm not even reading the adjectives, the stuff where they're writing, that you can hear that Alex Trebek appears giddy, that Alex Trebek is happy about this.
That never happens. You know why? Because Jeopardy is Trebek. It's not the computer.
Right. Hello, Randy, Don and Mike show. Hello.
How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you, Randy.
I believe the fix is in because he's booked on Letterman tonight.
Well, no, listen, in this regard, the fix is not in. Everybody knew, we knew 2 months ago that this guy was going to eventually lose.
Yeah, so he was booked on, you know, they knew the TV schedule.
Right.
They knew when the show would air. It's not like it's a live show.
But I'm the one that thinks that they just said to the guy, listen, listen, nerd, we got to get you off TV.
You think there's a bunch of guys up in an office? You know,
I do.
With skinny ties.
Right, the movie quiz show.
Black suits.
Oh, and here is the greatest tape you're going to ever hear of Alex Trebek.
Yep.
Roll it.
So keep watching Jeopardy 24 hours a day and call this number. You dumb son of a bitch. You don't watch it 24 hours a day. Hi, I'm Alex Trebek. And
son of a bitch.
Huh? Wait. Run that by me again. I don't understand that. I didn't pause. All right, let's start cutting. There's a daily cash prize of $1,000 and dollars.
Alex? Start cutting.
Oh. Son of a bitch. Somebody going to tell me why? Here's a little hint.
Great tape, isn't it?
Pick up. Take 20, one.
$25,000.
It's all on the same tape. How are they going to lose it? $25,000, $50,000, $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, dollars. Well, I'm not quite ready, so I'm going to do it now. Dollars. It's for you. No. Call now and play. Phone Jeopardy. You. You.
Yeah, he's saying that.
You.
Alex.
You.
Yeah.
And them, too.
I was back in the day, back when you first had 1-900 and everybody was fascinated. You didn't care. It cost 75 cents. You would call up to hear, hi, this is Alex Trebek. Press 1.
I'm as good as those people. I'm going to play on the phone. And congratulations, ma'am. You're a giant killer.
That's the good. Nancy Zorg, apparently that's the woman's last name.
Right.
Nancy Zorg, congratulations.
Sounds like a monster's name. It's the Zorg.
You are indeed a giant killer.
Well.
Oh, which reminds me.
Nancy Zorg.
There you go. I don't know if anybody caught this. They gave Godzilla a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, you know, did they?
And this is what is so great about it. If you happen to see this, the clip of this, or a picture in your newspaper tomorrow, it's a guy in, like, the cheapest Godzilla suit.
Right. Was he breathing fire?
You could ever imagine. He had a fire extinguisher inside the big mouth of the oversized head of Godzilla. So it's a guy like 5'8", 5'9", running around in front of Man's Chinese Theater. Then every once in a while he stops and goes, ah! And this fire extinguisher comes out of the mouth of this retarded-looking plastic mask. And it is absolutely the worst Godzilla outfit I've ever seen.
If you go to Yahoo News, I think they have the picture. And it's great because they've got Johnny Grant, who is the honorary mayor of Hollywood, whatever the hell that is, Godzilla in a rubber suit and like 4 Japanese people.
So you're saying the Godzilla outside of the Man's Chinese Theater, not nearly as realistic as the one in the movie. Yes, that quality Japanese horror movie.
You are correct, sir. Here we go.
You can see the string.
I'm glad we got time today.
Me too.
This is a weird one.
All right.
Now, let me start by saying Joan Collins is bald.
Okay. All right.
Get that mental picture.
Yes.
You know, Dynasty, she wrote books.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the bitch.
Right, the beautiful old Joan Collins. She's 71. She's bald. She's not got cancer or nothing.
Not like in chemo or anything like that?
She's just bald. Oh, she's bald. She's bald as a cue ball.
Really?
You know how we know she's bald as a cue ball?
How do we know?
Okay. There's a girl. Now, she's 24 now. I don't read these books. Is it Erica Jong? J-O-N-G?
Yeah, Erica Jong. Okay. Fear of Flying, right?
Erica Jong has a daughter. The daughter who hung around with Joan Collins when she was 13 because Joan Collins was friends with Erica Jong.
And Jackie Collins, Joan Collins' sister, was also an author, right?
Yeah, that's maybe what I was thinking she was writing. Anyway, here's the deal. When Erica Jong's daughter is 13, she's at Joan Collins' house. Joan Collins says to her, "Oh, you can't go out with my daughter and the other kids. You're too fat." So this kid starts allegedly binging and purging and goes into a lifetime of bulimia or whatever this thing is, a feather down your throat. Anyway, she's held this inside.
She's kept this grudge.
She's now 24.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's written a book.
Right.
Virtually the only thing that she's got in this book is the fact that Joan Collins is bald. And the only reason that she's letting this go now is that Joan Collins is the reason that she became bulimic.
Wow.
And it's a big secret.
One little fat comment?
No one's supposed to know. Well, it's more than one fat comment.
Probably.
they wouldn't let her. What did she say? Something like, "I wanted to go on a day trip. And Joan Collins wouldn't let me because I was too fat."
Wow.
And said I was too fat.
Wow.
So this girl was 13 and had a bunch of emotional problems, and now she's come out on the other side.
How does she know that Joan Collins is bald?
Because she's seen her many times without her arsenal of wigs.
Oh, my God.
She's been hairless for at least 3 years.
Maybe.
The book by Erica Jong's daughter is called something, Sex Doctors in the Basement. It's like her memoir on being the daughter of Erica Jong.
Erica Jong, right.
But apparently, like, as soon as they get to page three, it's like, you know, it was great growing up. Oh, yes.
Joan Collins called me fat.
And she's bald. She's bald.
Well, you know, I think we need to get them on Oprah or something like that where we can have some evidence. And, you know, I'm not going to believe it unless I see it.
She's bald. Now, I don't watch Desperate Housewives.
Oh,
because
I watched it the other night.
I'm a man.
Mm-hmm. Now, come on now.
There's something on Channel 206, Mike, called ESPN Sunday Night Football.
And, well, you know, I know you can't miss a football game, but I watched the beginning episode and I watched the one the other night with all the talk about it. Call me a fag if you will.
Well,
it was an interesting show.
That wasn't me. That was just some CB interference.
Yeah, right.
The deal with the girl that was dead, the girl that was hit in the head with a blunder, do I have that correctly?
Yeah, she is the more homely of, I hate to say it, but that's the only way to express it. She's not the prettiest of the mommies.
You should know that they may be pulling a Bobby Ewing on you.
Yeah, like it's a dream.
She's back filming new scenes.
Hmm. Yeah, they said they might be flashbacks.
Or she may play her twin.
Ah, yes.
On Desperate Housewives. So
and it's like you can throw the fag stuff around, but you know, I enjoy watching
the women,
Nicolette Sheridan,
sure,
and Terry Hatcher.
Yep. Ask it any way you have to.
Eva,
who is it? Eva Longino,
something like that. Yeah, Gabrielle is her character name.
Man,
oh yeah, no kidding. And now one of the hottest shows on TV, about to overtake CSI in the ratings.
Say what you will, Sunday nights I watch a beautiful man named Paul McGuire.
But you've been known,
on ESPN.
You've been known to watch your Monday Night Football and flip around and check it out.
I'm loyal to football. Always loyal to football.
You would have liked the scene of I'm not going to say that. Like, I mean, you'd like it, Don. You'd like the scene of the lady washing the car.
Oh, that's
tremendous.
Yeah.
We like all the baking scenes. The problem is Sunday night they keep putting quality stuff on the Hallmark Channel.
Can you name it?
You watch that?
Can you name the Hallmark Channel? What is it?
Is it 312?
It's 311, I think.
I was in the neighborhood.
Okay, hold on.
312 might be game. No, 309 is game show.
This is the most retarded discussion I've ever had with Rob in my life. Okay,
but we were really into it. Was what was sad.
This is like a discussion, almost like who would win a fight, Superman or Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
We're having a discussion about how bad Leah Remini's career is going.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mentioned to Rob, I'm watching football with Frito on Sunday, and every time that there's an ad for CBS for the King of Queens show,
right,
it's only got Kevin James. Like, Leah Remini's not even part of it, because, you know, she's big as a house, and she had her baby. So I'm talking about this with Frida. It's true.
Right.
So I'm talking about this with Frida, and I mentioned to Rob when I came in today, I mentioned this, and Rob says, well, that show is pretty good, King of Queens. It'll be on in syndication. I said, no, the only place it would ever end up would be, like, on the USA Network.
Mm-hmm.
Rob said,
perhaps WGN would take it.
And then it evolved into a discussion that had nothing to do with King of Queens.
Right.
It became a rather spirited discussion about which channel was better.
Like, stronger.
USA?
As far as the little independents?
No. Mike, which is the stronger network? USA Network or WGN Superstation? Rob and I spent roughly 10 minutes of our busy, busy day.
It's true. And you know what? We were so into it that it took us a while to realize that we were making asses of ourselves.
And we both give our wives the same load of crap.
Where did you line up?
I got to leave at 1 o'clock because I got to get to work extra early because I got meetings to go to. Meanwhile, I'm sitting in the room with a boy throwing paper clips at him going, listen, it's USA. I mean, it's not a quality network, but USA is so much better than WGN.
WGN is a superstation.
Not anymore.
It's a glorified local station.
But you know what I should have thrown out?
What?
WGN still has the Cubs. They've got the sporting background.
Yeah, but they don't run as many Cubs games as they used to.
But they still have some, and they had Bozo.
Well, did you guys let TNT into the equation?
No, this was strictly
just
USA versus WGN.
Well,
however,
it's a network, Mike, versus a superstation.
Mm.
There is no discussion. I mean, the USA is a real network.
How?
Thank you, Mike.
Did I agree with you on that?
Thank you, friend. And
how can you make the argument for
USA is a station? It's a station.
It's a network.
You dope? No, no, it's not a network.
Yes, it is.
What, does it have affiliates? Like, I can turn on channel 50 in some.
How many affiliates does WGN have?
As many cable stations that pick it up as.
And same with USA.
Does USA have a local newscast?
They don't. No, they don't. That's what makes WGN better, because they serve their market.
Uh-huh. They don't need a local newscast because they're a national channel.
I like the local. I like the local flavor.
USA.
What I meant was WGN has local news, like for Chicago.
Yeah, yeah, and that way I have to bow to it. But they have Matlock.
Well, there you go.
Everybody has Matlock.
That's true.
Yeah. It's always about Matlock.
And you kept yelling out, they have a Law and Order. USA has a Law and Order.
Well, they do.
I think both of you should have brought more stations and networks into the argument,
Mike,
that are in the same quality as USA and WGN. Mm-hmm. Like, you got your TBS,
hold
and
on,
your TNT.
No, right? That's a pretty fair matchup, no, though, USA and WGN.
Let me stop right there.
Oh, you're getting, yes, am I agitating you at all?
No.
All right.
I'm not. I put my hand out because we're having a discussion that I feel very strongly about.
Okay, I know you do.
TNT and TBS are indeed a step above USA.
I agree.
In my opinion,
right?
TBS is the white trash of cable networks, and TNT is slightly more refined than TBS. However, TNT still has that smell of direct cable on it.
Where does FX,
basic cable?
Where does FX linger on this scale? Where do you put
below
FX?
USA?
Below USA.
Wow.
I would have to agree with you there. TBS has really reinvented itself too, because it used to be a superstation. They used to do news. They used to have the
FX
ball game.
Has really the stock has gone up for FX because of that show Rescue Me.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but again, it's all relative. I mean, really, in the big scheme, just because 10 more people watch that on FX.
Right.
I mean, I think the crap on Nickelodeon gets the biggest ratings of anything.
Oh,
cable.
You can't say that Nickelodeon's better than FX, can you?
No, but TV Land is.
Yes, and yes, Nickelodeon is better than FX.
I don't think I've ever watched TV Land.
Oh, you need to for SpongeBob.
SpongeBob, yeah, no.
SpongeBob's
not
on
even
Nickelodeon.
Kids.
What's TV that? Land. They don't run SpongeBob on TV Land.
Oh, he said he never watched TV Land. I thought
yes.
He said you never watched Nickelodeon.
No, I never watched TV Land.
You should.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Good programs.
Hello, Eric. Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Show.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
I'm going to have to back up Don on this one. Back in the day, USA used to run a show called Up All Night.
Up All Night,
night.
USA, it's a real network.
Well, it was like really soft porn.
Hold on. Here you go, though. Here's a
really soft porn.
There you go.
Here's a question for ye. How about UPN?
Now, that is a network.
Versus what would be your cream of the crop cable?
Cream of the crop cable?
Right. Wow. Talking like in the universe of TNT, TBS, like USA, Home and Garden, Discovery Network.
The Golf Channel.
Family Network.
We're going to need a chart. PAX. PAX TV.
Thank you. Oh, Beth
I
Ann
hate
did,
PAX.
Beth Ann did. PAX. You know, they run Diagnosis Murder, though, with Dick Van Dyke.
The Family Channel or PAX?
Hey, play the fag sound effect for yourself there. Come on, give me a break. A little fairness, please.
Let's see. WGN. See, you go to their website and it's like a crappy local station. It looks like, look at USA Network.
Yeah,
look at
them based
look
on
at
their
that.
Website.
The Bourne, they got the Bourne identity.
That's your
look. Look at all that. Right,
and you know what? I'm about to jump too because now I'm seeing the WGN has allied themselves with.
Oh no, Rob! You got to keep up. You stick to your guns.
I like them.
It makes it fun.
And hold on. I see right here. Look at this. Law and Order, SVU, every night on USA.
Sure, it's easy.
And here's another
put
reason.
Put that on. Put on Law and Order.
But I hate this guy. The show Monk on USA.
Oh, that's Tony Shalhoub.
That's why USA is a real network though, because they got real shows like.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, they have generated their own programming.
FX has real shows like that.
Oh, sure they do. Just not as many viewers. It's just not as good a network.
True.
That's true.
See, I base my love of FX on that one show, which is fantastic. And Nip Tuck is on that channel.
Nip Tuck's another great show, yeah. It's
hello,
great.
George?
Yes, you're forgetting the first self-proclaimed network for guys, Spike.
Oh, Spike TV, that's below FX, dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's better than Hallmark.
Well, Rob brought that up, and let me just... Rob, a couple of those.
And let's not forget Oxygen.
Hello.
Women's Entertainment.
John. Hello, John.
We.
Hello. How've you been?
Hi. We've been great, John.
Hey, you guys ever watch that show Nip Talk on FX?
Yeah, we just brought it up.
I do.
We're
I love it.
About it.
Great show.
Oh, we got a break. I want to throw one more out. I think you guys would have to agree that it's a real network. Mm-hmm. Lifetime.
Lifetime, absolutely.
Now, Buzz, you went,
Yeah, well, it's real, but I hate it.
But no, here's why you should
put it. A Lifetime feature presentation.
Here's why you should put it in your regular rotation.
Why?
I don't know when it was. Over the weekend at some point, there was nothing on, but there's never nothing on for me. I go to Lifetime, and it was a great TV movie with Peter Strauss, the guy that was in Rich Man, Poor Man.
Right.
And he gets beaten up by his wife, Judith Light,
oh, man.
Who is the coffee cake haired lady.
Right. So they're rerunning a made-for-TV movie?
Yeah.
What they do.
And what she does is she comes home from work and she's had a couple of drinks and she goes, I hate the way you run this house. And she just, boom, boom, starts pounding on him. And then his dad comes over and his dad says, how could you possibly beat your wife? And he says, Dad, she beats me.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you.
Who played his dad?
It wasn't Ernest Borgnine.
No, Bo Bridges.
Bo Bridges.
Oh, good.
Bo Bridges played his father?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
Back in the day, it was an all-star.
That had to be some makeup then on Bo Bridges to make him older.
To make him look older, yes, sir.
And everything you say is fine, but WGN still carries the telethon, too.
What? Jerry?
Yes.
Okay, you're a loser.
No, I'm a winner.
And just remember, it's not a TV movie unless Mike Farrell's in it.
Amen, Mike.
Thank you.
Amen,
and you're
Mike
watching.
O'Hara.
And the father from the Michael J. Fox show.
Oh, Michael Gross.
Yeah.
Michael Gross.
That's
he does
guy.
A lot of things where he plays molesters, doesn't he?
And he was also great in Tremors.
That's right.
Michael Gross in Tremors.
Mike Gross.
That's gross.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show, 3FM.
In Montgomery County, the northbound lane is 270, just before Montrose Road. An accident there has just one lane getting by. It's slow moving there on the interloop before the American Legion Bridge. The world's leader in specialized financial staffing. When you need temporary accounting or financial help, call Accountant. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, 3FM 106.7 WJFK.
1067 3FM.com.
Chick Hernandez here from Comcast SportsNet. Tonight, your Washington Capitals take on the Montreal Canadiens at 7, followed by Sports Night at 10. The heart of local sport. Cap 7, Sports Night at 10, only on Comcast SportsNet.
Find a seat with a comfortable edge, because you won't be leaving it. Fox Monday, television's two most intense dramas, are now on one night. Prison Break returns with all new episodes, followed by 24. First on Prison Break.
Getting you out of here. Possible. I'm not a good design in the place, it isn't.
The man killed the vice president's father.
I was set up.
We're 36 hours from this execution.
There's only one person who can really stop this execution.
Now, the trouble they face on the inside is nothing compared to what's waiting for them on the outside.
We are all screwed.
The fall's most thrilling new show returns with all new episodes. Prison Break. Then, on an all-new 24, the city of Los Angeles is under martial law.
Terrorists operating within our borders will strike again.
And its fate is in the hands of a mysterious woman.
Everyone is the same.
This isn't a game, ladies. We're running out of time.
It's an all-new 24, right after the return of Prison Break.
It all starts tonight at 8 p.m. on Fox 5. Then stay tuned for the Fox 5 News at 10.
3FM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
I don't want anybody to look at my ring and go, you know my girlfriend has that one also.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer, Denise Passmore.
Their selection is huge. They have unmounted, mounted. They have opals. They have diamonds. They have gemstones. They have white gold, platinum. They have it all. They have the plain, the simple, the classic, the unique, everything.
Jared has five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores.
They have a really nice selection of unique pieces. Like I said, I don't want what everybody else is wearing.
Design your ring at Jared. Choose from hundreds of settings in gold or platinum. Then our experts will guide you through our vast selection of independently certified diamonds, including ideal cut diamonds, to find the one in a size and shape to suit your personal style. Begin your design today at Jared.com.
It can only be Jared.
In Waldorf, Maryland at Waldorf Marketplace on Westbury Road. Also near Dulles Town Center by Tyson's Corner in Fairfax at Arundel Mills and near Towson Shopping Center.
You ever fart so hard your back cracks?
He's rude. Ugh.
That smell familiar?
He's crude.
You don't want me eating that next to an open flame.
And in his first movie, he's gonna... Larry the Cable Guy is on the job.
I'm the health inspector.
Are you kidding me?
And coming to the big screen.
You want to close your eyes and pretend it's not happening?
That's what she said.
Now, whether it's sushi...
Fish and wall. You trying to poison these folks in here?
Or sex toys.
According to the C-section of the penile code, these edible underbreakers need to be refrigerated.
He'll stop at nothing.
I was appalled.
To offend everyone.
Keeping people from blowing chunks and f***ing on themselves is pretty much all I ever been good at.
Lionsgate and Parallel Entertainment Pictures present...
You got one of them toilets where it shoots cold water up your...
Larry the Cable Guy, health inspector.
There's a snow cone vendor out there not wearing a bra.
Is that a violation?
No, but it makes me want to get a snow cone.
Made it PG-13 for crude humor and a bunch of other stuff like that.
I can do this all day.
In theaters everywhere Friday.
At this party, a man orders a beer that's bold in taste because it's made with only select ingredients.
At this very same party, a woman across the room orders a beer that finishes clean because it's brewed longer.
Exactly what do these two people have in common?
They're both drinking Budweiser Select.
Bold taste and a clean finish.
When it all comes together,
it's a beautiful thing. Budweiser Select. You know, some beers have a full taste, but are too filling. Some beers are easy to drink, but don't satisfy. Now, there's Budweiser Select. Made from only the finest hand-picked American and Bavarian hops for a bold taste. And brewed longer, so it finishes clean.
The IQ test. Your chance to fit a round object into a square hole. Sounds like fun. But what does it really tell us about your intelligence? Here at Budget Rent-A-Car, we've come up with our own little test to separate you from the rest of the scholastic herd. If Susie rents from Budget and Steve doesn't, how long does it take before Susie totally rubs her brilliance in Steve's face? If you answered not long, consider yourself a Budget driver. Because you understand the value of a rental company that offers the same quality service as the big boys without paying those big boy prices. And with locations in over 250 major airports, Budget makes it easier than ever to get great deals on great cars like the Ford Mustang and Ford Escape. So go ahead, Budget driver. Derive some smug satisfaction from your knowledge. You've earned it.
Nothing is smarter than getting a great deal. So check out our lowest online prices at budget.com. Rent a compact car for as low as $139 a week. Rent Budget and rent like a genius.
Rate is for time and mileage charges only. Taxes and surcharges are extra.
So here's a question for you. When it comes to cars, why do cleaner engines work better?
I don't know, because they're not as dirty?
Well, sure, but what does a cleaner engine actually do for you?
makes it look better under my hood?
No, I'm talking differences that really matter, performance differences.
Oh, yeah? Well, keep talking then.
If a car's engine is dirty enough, it can cause hesitation, maybe even a loss in fuel economy.
Ooh, that's not good. Can you do anything about that?
Sure. Use Amoco Ultimate Gasoline at BP continuously.
Why Amoco Ultimate?
Because Ultimate can clean up dirty engines and keep them clean, thereby smoothing acceleration, maybe even improving gas mileage that a dirty engine can take away.
Ooh, thereby.
Yeah, sorry, I got carried away.
So you're saying a smart driver would make sure his engine is as clean as it can be because a cleaner engine performs better.
Hey, you catch on fast.
I do, don't I?
No, not really. I just said that to make you feel better.
Well, it didn't. But I'll still give Amoco Ultimate a try.
Great, you're so smart.
You don't really mean that either, do you?
No.
Amoco Ultimate.
FEP.
Is it going up or going down? Was there a bubble or not? If you're thinking of buying or selling, you've probably got questions. Or maybe you're just curious about how much your house is worth. Find the answers in the Washington Post Mega Real Estate Weekend. 2 days packed with information about the current market. This Saturday, in the real estate section, read article after article on finding the right mortgage, whether to buy or rent, how to sell your home, and other advice you'll need to make decisions in the local housing market now. Then Sunday, look for the annual Housing Outlook section. It's filled with information county by county, zip code by zip code, and stories about people who are buying and selling right now. From Prince George's to Prince William, from Frederick to Fairfax. All in the Washington Post Mega Real Estate Weekend. So, if you're interested in the current Washington area real estate market, be sure to pick up the Post this Saturday and Sunday.
I say Tea Party, you say...
Boston.
I say Massachusetts, you say...
Boston.
I say Beans, you say...
Refried.
No.
Pinto.
No, Boston. I say the first tabletop receptor for HD digital radio, giving you brilliant digital sounds and audio explosion, you say...
Boston Acoustics?
Right. And that's my system for remembering the name Boston Acoustics.
Why can't you just remember the name Boston Acoustics? It's not like it's the preamble to the Constitution.
Well, that I remember. 4 score and 7 years
okay,
ago...
Okay, that's the Gettysburg Address.
I say Tea Party.
I say it's quiet time.
HD Radio, the revolution has begun. Go to HDRadio.com.
The road to perfection. What exactly would that entail? Chandelier street lamps? A toll booth that hands you money? Traffic lights that are forever green? Nice. But how about something that's actually obtainable? The Lexus ES. Closer to perfection than ever before. With a comprehensive network of computers and sensors to guide available features like heated and cooled front seats, rain-sensing windshield wipers, and a rear sunshade that automatically lowers in reverse. Even a memory system for both the driver and front passenger that recall seat and outside mirror positions. In other words, the road to perfection is closer than you think. Especially starting at $32,950, as described as $34,440. The ES at your Washington area Lexus dealer.
MSRP includes delivery, processing, and handling fees. Includes taxes, title, license, and other optional equipment. Actual dealer price may vary.
You know, it's amazing how many things you can do online these days. Plastic surgery online is still a few years off, but I bet they're working on it. And what about doing all your car insurance business online? Well, it's already here. At Geico.com, you can do most everything. Change drivers, change cars, change coverage, change your oil. I made that last one up. Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
106.7. FreeFM.com.
The Don and Mike Show. WKFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did I not clearly explain the circle of trust to you, Greg?
Yeah, I think I got it.
Then is there something you want to tell me?
I don't think so.
See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
Well, then tell me the truth.
Jack, I don't know what we're talking about.
All right, now look, Fokker. I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
The Don and Mike Show.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Yes, vintage goodness. Welcome back to the Best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Arnger, with you on this iffy Monday afternoon. Oh, hey, don't forget to catch up on all things going on with Don and Mike, go to donandmikewebsite.com. You can find out fun facts about the show. Click on my picture. You'll go to my website as well, joearninger.com. Now, getting back into the best of, this is a really good segment. It's another edition of the Medical Info Hotline Challenge on the Best of Don and Mike.
Right here, Mike. It's the Health Information Library game.
I'm ready.
Not played it for a long time.
Yes.
And I remember how to do this one. It's you against Buzz, and each of you will be playing for a listener.
Yes, of course. Of course. I wish you the best of luck, Buzz. Thank you. And to you, Mike.
Right back at you. You guys have like the...
We're very competitive when it comes to this game.
Like a fighting thing going on here. It's almost like you're dueling each other.
It's a clean rivalry.
Yeah,
absolutely. We touch gloves. We come out, we touch gloves. That's the way it works.
Let's get someone. All right, we'll start right here. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, who is this?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, now, for the trip to Los Angeles, if we play the medical information game,
yeah.
Who would you like playing for you for your chance to win? Would you like to go with Mike or everybody's favorite, Buzz?
Buzz.
Thanks a pant load, Stephanie.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Love you, Mike.
Hold on, honey.
Oh, do I want to win now?
Hold on.
I want to win ugly now.
Hold on.
Thank you, Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
I said I love you, Mike.
Jim.
Jim, where are you from?
I'm from Sun Prairie, Wisconsin.
Beautiful. All right, on...
Sun Prairie.
100X. You're on the Madison station, right?
Yes, sir.
What a cool name for a town.
Would you like Mike or Buzz to play for you?
Oh, I'd like Mike.
Hey, there you go. What's your first name again?
That's right.
Jim.
Yes, sir.
Jim's going to win.
All right, hold on. Hold on, please, Jim. So it's Jim and Stephanie. It's one round, and here's how we do this. I call this 900 number that gives you health information. We get this with our new crappy insurance now. When you get your card, you also get a phone book to stop you from going to the doctor.
Right.
You, what Infinity is saying to you now is, listen, if you're sick, why not look it up in the book and call and get a remedy over the phone before you actually go to the doctor?
Healthcare in America is a series of moves designed to keep you further and further away from a physician.
Right. So there are a lot of different categories in this book, and each one has a four-digit number. And what I will do is offer a funny one and a not-so-funny one to both Mike and Buzz. It's random chance, but you know, it's like an ESP thing.
Right. Exactly.
And you have to get... three in a row, three medical ailments, funnier.
In ascending funny order.
That's right. Each one funnier than the prior one.
Right, exactly. Not an easy task.
So having said that, which my wife hates, but too bad, because you guys tell me I don't say it that much.
No, you don't, really.
Thank you, Buzz. Now, with that oversight or observation?
Honest observation. Oversighted. Trying not to be funny.
Hello, and welcome to the Health Information Library.
Hi, honey.
If this is an emergency, please hang up and call 911 or your health care provider.
Thanks.
If you would like to continue listening to the Health Information Library in English, press 1.
Hi, baby.
If you know the number of the topic you would like to hear, enter that four-digit number now.
Let me show you how this works, okay?
1,000 for instructions and hear a list of...
a sample,
right? And go.
Go.
Go. Jump. Come on. Anything.
Hey. Please. What's happening?
I don't know.
Hello? Hi, baby.
Medical hotline. Oh, yeah.
They
hung up on you.
Just hung up on me.
Now, what if you're, what if you got a sore?
Uh-huh.
A weepy sore. How's that going to help you?
Hold on, I wrote this down earlier.
Hello.
Here's
and
how it works.
To the
hello. Push 1. English.
English.
Come if on. You know the number of the topic you would like to hear, enter that four-digit number.
Press 1, and then press the number. 7, 8. 7, 5.
Sex in the later years. Sexual activity is likely to change over time.
See, that's how it works. I call on a number.
And you see, we didn't all chuckle, so it's really, that's a good one to start with.
That's not a funny one.
Nothing funny about that.
Now, the next one, for both of you guys, has to be funnier than sex in the later years.
Right.
Mike, I will offer you two choices.
No longer have to worry about pregnancy. Also, older adults already know what brings...
Your first choice, Mike, is...
And pleasure.
4416.
About mm-hmm. their desires.
Or...
Older men may...
7758. Which do you go with, Mike?
4416.
May not be as...
Okay, hold on a second. Let me make sure I do this correctly. Jump.
Or it might.
To skip ahead, one message, repeat, go. Press G for go. Press... Oh, I see. Oh, hold on. The pound actually cancels. Jump.
Oh.
Back up. Can't go. I'm going to press 4.
Well, if you would like to listen to another topic...
Mike, what's your number?
4416.
Here we go. Come on, baby.
Oh, we're going to... If you'd like to listen to another topic, just enter the 4 digits.
Hello?
I think you were supposed to hit 1 again.
Think so?
I don't know.
Let me see what the book says. Here's how it works. Press 1 for English.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Done.
Back up. To hear the last few sentences, press B. I don't want to do that.
No.
To skip ahead one message, press 1. To repeat, press go. No, press 7. Go. If you decide not to listen. Oh, Christ.
Somebody calling on the hotline?
Yep. Hello?
English, press 1. See this echo?
Okay. We're back in, I think.
If you know the number of the topic
what
you want to hear, enter that 4-digit number now.
Okay, 4416.
Here we go. Come on.
Hemorrhoids.
Funnier than sex in the lady.
That's how it's done. And rectum. The
buzz.
Anus is the
yes.
opening at the end.
You got to turn that down, though.
Okay.
Now, Mike.
It's sex in the later years. We both, Buzz and I both have that one, and then we have to be in ascending order. Mine was hemorrhoids.
Right. All right, Buzz, here are your choices.
Uh-huh.
Your choices are 7731.
Okay.
Or 4419.
I'll take 4419.
4419.
And heredity when parents or other family.
Press 1.
Or are you supposed to press 4?
4.
Sitting for a long while.
Oh, well, now we're
pregnancy
back.
Pregnancy and childbirth.
Now press 4 again.
To listen to another topic.
Thank you, Mike. What's your number, Buzz?
Hold on.
To disconnect.
Okay. What's your number?
4419.
4419.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Funnier than sex in later years.
Congratulations.
You both
made it.
Is one of
past the first round.
Mm-hmm.
That means let's go to Stephanie. Buzz is playing for Stephanie.
Yeah.
Stephanie, Buzz has gotten you past the first round. Congratulations.
You're past IBS, Stephanie.
Stephanie?
Cancer or any other disease.
I think they're hearing that down the telephone at the same time.
Perhaps, yes.
I think so.
Spastic colitis or spastic
colon. Now we're ready to go to the next level.
All right, Mike, you are building on what pyramid?
I am building on sex in the later years, followed by hemorrhoids, which is always a tough category.
So you only mm-hmm. need to beat hemorrhoids to win here, because that would
right,
be
right, and then
in
if
a
Buzz
row.
Gets the next one, and it's funnier, we will go to a tiebreaker.
Right. All right, Mike.
Lower abdomen.
Here are your choices.
Come and go. Relief may come after a
4902.
Always does. Yeah.
Or 4956.
Symptoms often.
And I press 4 first.
Is in their 20s.
I'm going to go with 4902.
Listen to another topic.
4902.
Zero two. Medical pyramid. Medical
I'm sorry,
pyramid.
I've missed your dialing instructions.
4902.
Bee stings.
Oh,
a bee sting
no.
is usually a minor problem for most people.
Like shoots and ladders.
Okay. That means...
Damn you, Burbank.
We've got to go to Jim. Jim?
Hello?
Jim in Wisconsin?
Hello?
What if Buzz doesn't get a funnier one? We're still tired.
Then we let Stephanie go and you play again.
All right.
You play again.
All right.
Action. Prompt emergency care may
right,
save
Buzz?
Their lives.
Yes.
Do the following for the
here
usual.
Here are your choices, Buzz.
Okay.
Wasp, hornet, fire ant, or
6-7 7-0.
All right.
To avoid more
or
if the stinger is
4-7-2-8.
Stinger using a credit card or the
cool.
edge of a finger.
I'm going to go with 4-7-2-8.
If you
risky,
would like to listen to another.
But I'll take it.
4-7-2-8.
Oh, the suspense will kill us.
God! Damn!
Give me a moment.
You know, I think we encountered this problem last time. You
yeah.
have X number of chances, and then it cuts you out.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, people would just hog the hotline all day.
Right.
Well, hold on to that number, Buzz.
I will.
This is very important for this game.
I know.
And what are you building on, Buzz?
Building on irritable bowel syndrome.
Jeremy.
Irritable.
Jeremy Piven.
Yeah, I've been drinking irritable bowel syndrome.
Jeremy Piven. Oh, come on, hotline. What's happening here?
The topic is
why are we getting like longer than normal ring.
Hello and welcome to the health information.
Well, we're helpless. We're sick.
Mm-hmm.
Sick
English.
In the head.
I want English.
If you know the number of the topic,
what's your number?
4728.
That 4-digit number now.
4728. Come on.
Rubella.
Not funnier than irritable bowel syndrome.
Okay,
sorry, Stephanie.
We got to get two brand new contestants. Stephanie.
Hello.
Or I'm sorry. Jim.
Yes.
Jim, I'm sorry.
Do you want to keep them as our contestants as we have a playoff? We could do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Or we could give other people chances.
All right.
I mean,
why don't we keep Jim and lose Stephanie? Well, that wouldn't be fair.
No, I think they're both out. Goodbye, Stephanie. Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Sorry.
You should have picked Mike.
Yeah. Worked out so well for Jim.
Bye-bye. Here is...
Bye, Stephanie.
Let's see. Don and Mike show. Hello. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Why, do you have to hear the sound, for God's sake? That's an awful telephone. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Denise.
Hi, Denise. Let me make sure this thing is still going.
Yes, secondary infections from the measles.
Mm-hmm. Good. You want to play with Mike or with Buzz?
Can I play with Mike, please?
There you go.
That's
right,
right,
baby.
There you go.
Feeling lucky.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello, what's your name?
John from Buffalo.
John from Buffalo. You're with Buzz, okay?
All right.
All right, hold on, dude. Here we go. And now...
Catch it again.
Is this simply who gets the funniest one? Yeah. This is a quick one-time deal.
All right. Right. Good luck, Buzz. Thank you. Good luck, Mike.
Now, the pressure is really on me to find funny ones here.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you all winners. I'm going to give you
no losers.
Right. It's going to be all like chlamydia and great
right.
stuff.
Okay.
Like
that. Right. No more bee stings, no more rubella.
Right.
All right.
All right, Mike.
Yes.
Or a rubella vaccine.
Your choices are 4-7-6-6 or 6-7-7-0.
To listen to another topic, please enter the topic number
6-7-7-0. Winner.
You think
spouse
so?
Abuse.
Yeah, I know.
Spouse abuse happens in all kinds of relationships. Husbands abuse wives, and wives abuse husbands.
You know, I have to disqualify that one. That's my go-to every time for Rob. I'm going to give you another one.
Okay,
not
all right.
Protect people from spouse abuse. Well-educated people can abuse.
Come on now.
The common form of spouse abuse is violence by men against women.
Yes, right.
All women murdered in this country are killed by their husbands or boyfriends.
Right.
Nearly 4,000 die each year.
Right.
A man beats a woman every 15
years. Okay, Mike.
Amen.
Mike.
Oh, God.
Mike.
Yeah, I'm ready.
A little too jealous. They may start putting the person down when they talk. Often the victim starts feeling worthless. Eventually, the violence begins.
Mm-hmm.
By the time, abused victims may feel like they deserve the abuse.
Let's move on, shall we?
Many abusers feel guilty after the abuse.
Try to. Okay. Here we go, Mike. Your choices are 4951
mm-hmm.
or...
Yeah.
Yeah. 6-7-7-5.
Remember.
4951.
To listen to another topic, please enter the topic number now.
4951.
Chlamydia.
Yes.
Chlamydia, a bacterial infection.
That's a good one, Mike.
Is the most frequently reported sexually transmitted.
Now, Buzz, I'm going to give you one that's funnier than chlamydia.
Okay. My job to find it.
Boy, I wish I hadn't wasted that 6770.
I know.
That's a good one.
I know. You gave that to me last time, and I didn't take it. Buzz keeps a file.
I do. All right, Buzz. Here are your choices.
The infection is frequently not diagnosed or treated until complications develop.
Your choices are 5-4-1-3 or 5-4-0-0.
Passed from an...
to listen to another topic.
I'm going to say 5413.
Now,
I think that's
disconnect.
The right move. I hope so.
Laxative abuse. Laxative abuse occurs.
What was the other one?
Overuses laxative.
You might not want to spoil it.
What was the other one, Buzz?
5400.
Anal fissure and fistulas.
You got to get that confirmation.
Anal fissure is a small tear in the lining of the anus.
That would have blown chlamydia out of the water.
Connected. Please do not hang up.
Oh, no, I don't want to talk to somebody. Hold on.
Now that we want to get rid of her, she won't go away.
We've got a winner in this game. Mike's the winner.
It's lovely Denise.
Yes. And Mike, what was your winning formula?
My number was chlamydia, 4951. 4951.
Who did you go? I mean, what chronologically you went from? Do you remember?
Oh my God! I had hemorrhoids. You know, there was sex in senior citizens. Then I had a non-funny one, which was, I think, a bee sting.
Uh-huh.
And then I hit a home run with chlamydia. But it would have been beaten. Buzz would have beaten me if he had gotten anal fissures.
Buzz, who knew? What's your scorecard look like?
I had IBS.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Right, and I had rubella. not terribly funny today. You know, they isolate us. They isolate us all saying, I had chlamydia. Uh-huh. I had irritable bowel syndrome. Any of these statements true?
Buzz, your guy was John in Buffalo, right?
Yeah, sorry, John.
Hey, John?
Yes.
Sorry about that. You do, however, get the WWE WrestleMania 21 Live in pay-per-view form in your home from Los Angeles on April 3rd. That's from Comcast and Cox Cable. Digital customers, order with your remote. Thanks for listening.
Oh, thank you.
We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right.
And Mike, what was your gal's name?
Her name was Denise.
Oh, right. Denise. Mm-hmm. Hey, Denise.
Hi.
Hi, baby.
You picked
Hi, guys.
Mike. You're the big winner.
I'm so excited.
Denise.
Wow.
Mike and Don.
Beth Ann. Where's the thing?
We got the thing.
I got to read the thing. She told me before the show, she said, when you give it away, I'll run in with the thing.
Yeah. The thing. Here comes the thing.
Mike.
Here it is.
Yes,
Denise.
I love you.
I love you right back, Denise. Enjoy your trip. Yes.
Yeah.
Will you come with me?
I wish I could, darling. I really wish I could. Oh, but I'm enjoying this call.
See, this is why I would have hung up on this call yesterday.
It's terrific. Yes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm just wallowing in it right now.
Denise,
right.
So much more sexier on the phone.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, baby.
Did you hear that? She threw me under the train. Sexier than my voice.
Well, you know,
I know I don't have a sexy voice. You have to kick sand in my face?
Yeah, now don't get him mad. Remember, he presses all the buttons.
I know, Don, you're hot, though.
Now, shut up. Don't patronize me, bitch.
Well,
and listen, you cow. Listen, cow. Shut up, pig.
No way.
Yes, biatch.
Who would think that chlamydia would result in this good fortune?
Congratulations. You have won a trip for two to L.A. for WWE WrestleMania 21 Live. Don't miss it. Oh, it's the same thing it was on the other card. Why'd you have to rush in with something?
How are they going to miss it?
It's the exact same read.
Yeah, but this is...
Call now, phone jeopardy.
Only on in-demand pay-per-view.
I never met a girl like you before. Miranda.
She had chlamydia.
Miranda.
Miranda had chlamydia.
Yes.
You,
that means Adam West had it.
Miranda.
No surprise.
Everybody call your local Comcast or Cox Cable system to order. Digital customers enjoy ordering with your digital remote. And you, Denise?
Yes?
No kidding. Enjoy yourself in Los Angeles. Have a great time.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you, King
Moose. Remember, Denise won with chlamydia.
Thank you.
Hi, never met a girl like that.
B-R.
Get out of here.
All right, let's do a phone scan. You know, we've taken all kinds of telephone calls. I think we've got a formal phone scan. Yeah, let's clear these lines. Someone call for a doctor?
No. You need to get that closer to you. It's too far away.
Someone call for a doctor? That is right next to... That I'd be able to hit the goddamn button.
Careful!
This thing right here.
Right.
That I'm holding
that
right
box with the wires. Don't break the machine.
I'm not going
to
break it.
It hasn't been defragged in a long time. And
what's
to lose
defrag?
All
what's it doing now when all the lights are going off?
I think you've reset it.
It's a Listen, here's the thing. I just need this moved 6, 7, 8 inches top.
I know.
That's all.
I'm just scared you're going to move it 6, 7, 8 inches through the window.
No, that thing. No need to worry. No need to worry about what's going on here on this show, because we got to make sure we're right tonight for the Joe Gibbs Whore Suck Fest. That is Joe Gibbs.
I don't think that's the name of it.
That is the official name. The Joe Gibbs Whore Suck Fest, where the coach of the Redskins will make this his final stop as he whores himself out to every radio station in town.
But it's exclusive at night, right?
Yeah. And the reason that all this stuff is broken, the engineers haven't had a chance to fix any of this stuff, is because they're running around like a Chinese fire drill, getting ready for this so-called exclusive with the coach of the Redskins, who's already been like the Mayflower Madam on 4 different radio stations today.
Ah, fire drill.
Okay, so now...
fire drill.
Let me do this the way they've set the studio up.
Good.
Mike?
Yes, Don?
Ready for some phone calls?
Yeah, hit the sound effect.
See, now, if I'm over here by where the machine actually is...
Hey, Don, you're not talking into the microphone.
See, Mike, if I can't see what I'm pushing...
I'll drink to that. Yeah, see, I like that one, though.
That's like 14. That's number 14. I'm trying to... This is maddening. I can't explain this. There are 50 different tapes on this machine. That they all have a corresponding button.
Right.
I've learned the grid.
Mm-hmm.
I now know that number 26 is the emergency shout-out from Austin Powers. But what I don't want to do is have to take time to look at a piece of equipment over here and see that that's where the button is.
You want to be able to look at your equipment while you're on microphone.
Easier to have it right over here.
So much easier.
By where I am.
So much more sensible. You know, maybe you could wear it like
practical.
Maybe they could turn it into a vest.
But the engineers can't do that.
They're busy.
Because of the Whore Suck Fest tonight. Because Coach Gibbs will be coming on WJFK exclusively tonight.
It's an exclusive interview.
To answer your tough questions from the Mike Wallace of WJFK, Larry Michael.
We're the only station to have him last. Who doesn't want to talk football in March?
Okay. Anyway, that's why that was over there. And I don't mind screwing up. When I screw up, and I am a screw up, I'll tell you, I screwed up.
No.
Don't be
too hard on yourself.
I'm a fool, I'm an idiot, but God damn it, I know that button 26 is the button for phone calls.
You know that more than I do. I don't know over there. I don't know what any of the buttons mean.
I just hate having to be over here to see, oh, there's 26. And why hasn't that been fixed? We've got to get the lines out to Redskins Park for the important, exclusive Joe Gibbs show tonight.
Come on now.
Let's forget the fact that he was on 5 other radio stations already today.
Step on it.
Please. Call now. Phone Jeopardy. phone scan. 877-365-3636.
How are they going to lose it?
Be right back with your calls.
Yeah.
Now that was in the wrong place, too.
Yeah.
Great. Fantastic.
No, that's a phone call.
No. Got to go to break.
Okay. This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike on Free FM.
We'll watch out for slow-moving traffic on the outer loop Telegraph Road through the Wilkes and Bridge. You'll also find heavy delays northbound 270 before Montrose Road. All of your lanes have been reopened following an earlier accident. It's still on the inner loop from the Dallas Toll Road. A crispy tender chicken with bold blends of chipotle spices and fresh toppings on a honey wheat roll. Hungry yet? McDonald's new spicy chicken. I'm loving it at participating McDonald's. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
106.7freefm.com.
Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers in Bethesda and Falls Church. Where the diamonds are .com or 1-800-419-GEMS.
Are you okay?
I'm okay.
You don't act okay.
I'm okay.
Your eyes look like they're stuck in the back of your head.
Not a good look, huh?
Not especially.
Gosh, thank you. We just got an order for 1,000 faux fur backpacks.
You want to know who's going to help with the packing?
Who will help us do the packing?
And the labels for shipping.
And the labels for shipping.
I'll call Ronstadt.
We need to get some help in here.
I'll call Ronstadt. They'll send exactly who we need.
Who will?
Ronstadt.
How do you know?
Because unlike you, Ronstadt listens.
What?
At Ronstadt, we listen. That's why we're the staffing company that knows you better. Get out. Whether you need 2 administrative assistants or 200 worker bees, Ronstadt will deliver the best job, boss, and company fit. Get real. For any kind of job, full-time, part-time, permanent positions, office or industrial. Just call us at 1-877-922-2468. We're Ronstadt, the work solutions people. Good to know you. I get it.
For 1 minute, forget what you think you know about light beers. Because they never looked like this or tasted like this. This is Michelob Ultra Amber. full flavored, rich in color, with a great amber taste. The beer is light, the taste is big. With everything you want from an amber beer and everything you expect from a Michelob Ultra. Michelob Ultra Amber, the new look of light beer. Michelob Ultra Amber Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Right here, right now.
What is Nissan now? It's bold design. From the sculpted Nissan Murano to the sleek 350Z, it's athletic utility. From the Xterra 2006 Motor Trend Sport Utility of the Year to the Armada with 8 seats and a big V8 engine, it's awesome power. From the Nissan Maxima with a 265 horsepower V6 to the Titan Nissan 305 horsepower full-size pickup, this is Nissan Now. And this is the Nissan Now National Sales Event. It's your chance to get outstanding offers on every Nissan, like on the 2006 Altima 2.5S with a special edition package. Lease Altima for just $199 a month for 36 months with $2,579 initial payment. Get to your Nissan dealer now. Event ends March 31st. Nissan, shift your ride. For well-qualified lessees, tax title and license extra, call 1-888-858-8319 for Altima lease and maximum horsepower details. Offer ends 4306.
Will you look at this? Our shipment of two ball mallet putters just came in.
The ones with the center shaft design?
Cool. Cool, but weird.
What do you mean?
I ordered them on Tuesday. UPS delivered the entire shipment today.
So that's good, right?
Yeah, but how did they do it?
I don't know.
How do they get these putters into the brown truck and halfway across the country to our loading dock in less than 72 hours?
You got me.
They don't break the speed limit. They haven't moved cities closer together. They haven't shrunk the country.
Probably not.
All I can figure is they warped time in some way.
Warped time?
Yeah. Manipulated time. You know what I mean. Don't you see how the days are getting longer now?
Yeah, but it's almost spring.
Pure coincidence. My watch, it's running slower all of a sudden.
Wait a minute. Mine is too.
Theoretically, this could mean no more leap years, my friend.
That would be amazing.
Now UPS is a day or more faster on ground shipments to and from the most popular business locations across the country. And faster shipping helps your business. Learn more at ups.com/fast. UPS, what can Brown do for you?
Connect coast to coast on the world's largest walkie-talkie network at AdCom, your Sprint-authorized representative. With instant access to more than 17 million people on the Nextel National Network, and with the free incoming plan, all your incoming calls are free while on the Nextel National Network. Nationwide walkie-talkie access is even included. Stop by AdCom, your Sprint-authorized representative, to save up to $150 on select Nextel phones featuring today's most popular features. See AdCom on the web at adcomcellular.com or in person at one of the many Northern Virginia locations.
In Stafford, call AdCom at 540-657-0099. That's 540-657-0099.
AdCom, solving all of your communication needs. Offer ends 4206. Not available everywhere. Requires in-store purchase and a new 2-year subscriber agreement. Phone subject to availability. $36 activation and $200 termination fees apply. Restrictions apply. Phones by Motorola.
All this week, it's critically acclaimed, Emmy Award winning, and really, really funny.
During the commercial, I got spanked.
The Who's Crew is back with all new episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Only on ABC Family.
World's worst hitchhikers to give a ride to.
You hear voices when you bite into a burrito?
5 never-before-seen episodes of the Laugh Out Loud, Make It Up on the Spot Comedy Spectacular.
And magically delicious.
For a full week, ABC Family presents brand new episodes of one of television's most outrageous comedies.
Are you a man or a woman? You have to guess.
Get ready for all new jokes.
Nobody wears underwear like you.
All new sketches.
Don't touch my sauerkraut.
All new funny.
What does that entail?
We'll have to shave your whole body.
And the only place to see it is on ABC Family. A full week of never-before-seen episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? All this week at 10, only on ABC Family.
Hey, this is Tanya Robertson. Guess what? The new year is here, and it's time for you and that special person to start making those pesky resolutions. What are you going to be doing? Lose weight, stop smoking, clean out your closet. Well, I have a resolution idea that I know you can keep. Spend 3 days and 2 nights at a Las Vegas strip resort and don't pay a dime for it. It's all part of the grand opening of Las Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. Start off the new year right. Recharge those romantic batteries with a fantastic second honeymoon package. Call now and we'll also throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. To receive the high roller treatment and your complimentary second honeymoon, call 866-95-LUCKY. That's 866-95-LUCKY. For the time of your life, 866-95-LUCKY. Lucky. Call now.
All vehicles with rear-wheel, all-wheel, or four-wheel drive have unique service needs. If you own one, you should see your local BG Service Center for a BG Driveline service package. Differentials and transfer cases are incredibly expensive to repair, so fluid service really pays. A BG Driveline service protects against excessive wear and damage with highly specialized lubricants designed to exceed the toughest demands of four-wheeling, off-road, and highway service. You'll get the best protection money can buy, and you should qualify for a BG protection plan. It's simple. Get your first BG Driveline service early in the life of your vehicle, and you'll get a free warranty that covers the serviced parts for up to 150,000 miles or 7 years. For complete details and a convenient location, call 800-327-8883 or on the internet, bgfindashop.com. BG Products, always the best choice.
What's the bold new color that has people talking? It's not what you'd expect. It's amber. Michelob Ultra Amber. The new look of light beer. Full flavor, rich in color, with a great amber taste. And while the label says light, the taste says something else entirely. With everything you want from an amber beer and everything you expect from a Michelob Ultra. Michelob Ultra Amber. The new look of light beer. Michelob Ultra Amber Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, dial-up users, here's a question for you. How much are you paying for that dial-up anyway?
My dial-up? I think it's $15.95 a month.
$21.95 a month. I don't know. Probably too much. Why?
Because you can get high-speed Verizon Online DSL with connection speeds of 768 kilobits per second for just $14.95 a month when you sign up for a year.
That's about what I'm paying for my slow dial-up.
Yep, and you can do so much more, like connect to the net with the click of a mouse, talk on the phone and surf the web at the same time on the same phone line, download files faster than it takes you to say, better value. Just call 1-800-PICK-DSL to sign up for Verizon Online DSL for as low as $14.95 a month. That's 1-800-PICK-DSL. And here's another question for you. What are you waiting for? Verizon.
Verizon reminds you to always download legally. $14.95 a month rate available for new Verizon residential 768 kilobits per second DSL customers. 1 year commitment required. $79 early termination fee applies. Speed and uninterrupted service not guaranteed. Not available in all areas. Additional monthly supplier, FUSF recovery charge, and applicable taxes may apply. Other terms and conditions apply.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I just noticed something that in one of your interviews with John Candy, I believe, it looked like an older interview, you had less hair than you have today. How do you explain that?
I don't wear a wig, sir.
Paint your bald spot?
What bald spot?
You paint your bald spot?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. My hair grows.
Do you paint your bald spot?
I don't have a bald spot.
How come you had less hair on the tape?
Maybe my hair grew. Maybe I had a bad haircut that day. By the way, something. What do you care?
Paint your bald spot?
I don't. Do you paint your bald spot?
Paint your bald spot?
The
Don and Mike Show. Expertly aged, like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
Cheese. Anyway, welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your humble host, the legendary Joe Arnger, with you on this fine, fine Monday afternoon.
I'm wearing
fur pajamas, and I'm bringing you the best of Don and Mike, and let's get right back into it. It's a little bit of backstage stories with rock stars and a phone scan on the best of Don and Mike.
Isn't that another one of the shows that we went to and walked out of?
Yep. Yeah, well, we feel the same way about concerts. We did. The only two concerts we ever went, well, maybe went to more, but I think we went to the ones that we actually made a specific arrangement to go were ZZ Top and Huey Lewis. There was one
Cher
that was like a schmooze.
Yeah,
but we were supposed to meet Cher. That's the only reason we went. Right?
We really wanted to see ZZ Top.
Yes.
And then we got in
and really wanted to see Huey Lewis too.
But I remember the ZZ Top because that's when we first started working together. This
right,
was like 20 years ago.
Wow.
And you know, I was thinking about that during the break. I actually just did math.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm 46.
Yeah.
And I got my first full time job in radio when I was 15.
Uh-huh.
So that's 35 years.
Right.
But the thing is, I worked in radio even before that, you know, part-time.
Uh-huh.
But even when I had that, this is like the weird thing with my wife now. It's like more than half of my radio life now has been with you, you schmuck.
Hi there. You see me grinning?
So you know what you're doing now?
Yes.
You're slowly starting to erase whatever came
before.
Whatever I did before, mm-hmm. because now...
Well, it's taken you 19 years to realize that. I love saying that. No, it's... and I, you know, I had nothing in my radio career. No, I had a career as a small market disc jockey, program director, and then a group program director where I realized that management was not my cup of tea.
Mm. You know, but I was, I guess my point was, I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking, all these jobs, all this struggle, blah, blah, that I went through, yeah. But still, all that now, my time with you
mm-hmm.
is more than my time there.
Right. And, you know, we got a couple of novels in both of us, I mean, as far as the time when just we have been doing this show together.
Yeah, I know, but...
My God.
Anyway, that's all, Mike. It's you know, we'll
Well, I'm sorry that the fact that I've been sitting across from you for almost two decades
20 years.
You.
No, it doesn't depress me.
It's just you realize that it's kind of a... What, you feel like it's negating the early days or something
no,
like that?
No, it's like the same thing with my wife.
Right.
I've been married to my wife for half of my life.
I understand that.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. In my radio life now, you've even gone past the bond I have with my wife with real life.
Right.
You've been with me now for more than half of my lengthy radio life.
You know, it's really one of the, I think I've got one other...
And I know
other...
you thank God every day for it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's the only thing that gets me through all this crap. Really? Yeah, when I think of what my life is, you know, day in, day out, and the trials and tribulations and everything, to come in here and just, you know, be an infant.
Yeah.
For 4 hours and really not
good therapy.
No, we can't do a serious show without really just not doing a serious show.
Right. So it was, I think, like 1986 because ZZ Top was still popular.
And technically, we are together. We will have our 20th anniversary.
This December.
Are you sure or is it 19?
I'm positive.
We started working
in December of 1985.
Oh, it was 85.
Yes, it was. So it would be 20 years.
Oh, my God.
This fall.
I thought it was 86. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're right. It's 85.
You'll be glad to know that Infinity.
Because April Fool's Day, that goofy USA Today cover of the Life segment,
right.
was 86.
Or 87, maybe.
Might have been 87.
Mm-hmm. You know what's sad? Is that only Mike and I know what we're talking about right now. Our one moment of glory when we were on the front page of USA Today.
Like the only newspaper covers that we have are like 30 years old.
That newspaper cover is framed and hanging in my office at home.
It's hanging. Uh-huh. Is it hanging where?
Where is that?
Well, it's in our office.
What house is that in?
It's in our office.
We've got it in our office. It's hanging in our office. Anyway, it's 20 years ago, almost now.
Right.
And me and Mike go to see ZZ Top.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the reasons that we're such good friends, mm-hmm. that we got there. And the whole way they were saying to each other, this is going to be great.
It's going to be fun. I'm into it. And we realized
they kick ass.
We had something in common very shortly after the concert began.
Three songs. Mm-hmm. We had killer tickets. Yeah. Three songs. We went out to the parking lot and drank beer.
Yeah, because it just was boring.
It was like, man, go. I said, Mike, is this loud? I said, yeah. I said, would you care if we leave? He said, I want to go. Let's go.
No, it doesn't bother me at all.
Let's get the hell out of here.
It was just like, bling, 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 and, you know, we just split. Same thing with Huey Lewis and the News. Went to see, they did a cover of Boys Are Back in Town.
And we really enjoyed that.
Terrific. Uh-huh. And then everything else was kind of like, all right.
And we said, that's it.
Let's go. See you later.
And keep in mind, this was after we would do the stuff, you know, the yell and scream it, and like the program director, you know, we have to go to this show.
Right.
We have to have passes and... Do you remember we did have a backstage pass for ZZ Top?
Mm-hmm.
We left the Cap Center. That is how long ago it was.
Right.
Went to the car, drank beer, mm-hmm. and then figured out that we had to get back inside mm-hmm. to meet the band because the record company has set this big deal up
they
for
were
us.
Expecting
and,
you.
And we had a hard time getting back into the arena or
and
something.
And I think we went back in, successfully got back into the arena, and then said, oh, chuck it.
Screw it. No, I do remember we
did
got...
Did we meet ZZ Top?
No, here's what we said.
I know we didn't meet him, right?
Here's what we said. Screw it. when we got back there, and the guys at ZZ Top, in ZZ Top, were relatively cool. They were sitting on couches, but there were so many radio leeches.
Oh, it was horrible.
That was another reason.
You didn't want to be one of
them. That me and Mike became such good friends. We looked around and said, look at all the parasites in this room.
You know, early in anybody's career, when you're in this business, one of the perks is that you get to go backstage. You realize early on when you get to go backstage that it is probably one of the most... demeaning experiences, yes. because first of all,
they don't want to
90% of the time, the talent at the show, they don't want to meet you,
right?
And they're parading you in there. It's something. It's probably really on the list of performers, probably one of the least appetizing things that they do.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be there.
I got the worst one of all time.
I tell yours. You do have the best one.
Was Elton John?
This is the best backstage story ever.
So it's like everybody wants to go to Elton John. The record company says no, only two people.
Right.
So okay, Freed and I go. We're there. And they were supposed to meet Elton John before the show, a bunch of radio people. They come back and they go, now, Elton's very particular. He can only meet 10 of you. So what the record company guy does is go through the crowd and essentially say, who's important, who's not important.
Right. Yeah. So not only does he tell everybody they're going to get a chance to go backstage.
Now he's got to tell them that some of you aren't going to be able to go.
You'll be able to go backstage, but you won't be able to meet Elton.
Yeah.
Right.
Some of the people would just get to watch. Other people got to stand in lines. And then there were rules. You cannot speak to Elton. You cannot make eye contact with Elton. There, you may have nothing for Elton to sign. You may not ask him anything. He will simply... So I stood there like a robot for 15 minutes and waited for the clammiest Truman Capote handshake, which was not even a handshake. It was like someone put a shrimp cocktail in my hand.
He just put his hand out.
And I stood there and I went... Why am I here to meet that? He doesn't care about me.
You know what?
It's no thrill to meet this guy.
And early on, I just decided I didn't want to ever do that because it was so, you know, I would do it when my kids get older. I would do it again, you know, to bring my kids backstage. Right. But to do it myself, it's just so.
Oh, no, listen.
It's such a drag.
And here's one thing that is cool about being a DJ, and kids are often the best way into this. When I took Bart to see Van Halen,
right,
when he was about 11, we had passes, and I was hanging around backstage. I was so into Van Halen, and they were kicking everybody out. All the DJs were being kicked out, and I was there with my little kid in his Van Halen shirt.
Right.
They walked by, and Eddie Van Halen said, "Does this kid know our songs?" And Bart started singing whatever the song, a pound cake or something they had out.
Right.
Said, "That's cool, little man, stay right there." So we stood.
That was your best backstage experience.
Yeah, that's the best.
Right.
And my kid, who was 11 at the time, had no idea. I said, we're standing 5 feet away from Eddie Van Halen backstage. I said, do you know how cool this is? And he, you know, he's 11.
They don't get it yet.
He's like, Dad, I'm ready to go. I want to go. That was good.
Yeah.
That was a good perk.
Very rare. Very fortunate.
I wouldn't have gotten that perk if I hadn't had the cute kid that had the Van Halen shirt on. Otherwise, I would just be another one of the jerk fat disc jockeys kicked out.
Any other experiences that were satisfying? Did you ever have a satisfying meeting backstage with anybody?
If I did, I don't remember it. If I did, the star was not big enough. I mean, the last one I remember was Aaron Neville. And it was just, you know.
Did you pick his thing?
I didn't, but it was like, you know when somebody really, like, looks through you?
Yeah.
And he was greeting people, and it was kind of like, hey.
They all do that.
Was he pleasant?
Not unpleasant, not rude or anything, but it's just, I hate being at those things.
Yeah,
I really do. I would say one of the nicest ones was Sammy Hagar. Sammy Hagar was nice to all of us when we went backstage. We got to, you know, do the Cabo Wabo thing. It was a lot of fun.
I know you enjoyed your time with Rob Grill.
now we're getting pathetic here.
Rob Grill was great
was
to
nice,
me.
He was nice to both of
us. With the grassroots. I performed with them at a craft fair once.
And he gave us a phone number that didn't ring to him.
And don't sell yourself short. You've wangled your way into some backstage.
But you know what? I can't think of anything really satisfying.
Yeah, there's nothing memorable.
No.
Buzz?
David Bowie. You met him and he was cool?
I did, backstage. He was reasonably nice. I also got the impression, though, that this was not his favorite thing to do.
I would think, really, if you're doing a concert and you are a mega star and you've got to do it, I would think it would be just absolutely distasteful. And especially if they do let you talk to the star, you know, because every DJ's got their little patter all ready to say something impressive, you know.
Hey, Elton, can I tell you what your song meant to me?
Right.
Elton, gee, your hand sure is sweaty. I do remember specifically going back to the seat, and I was pissed. I mean, we had good seats, and I went back, and Frida said, how was it? I said, I want to leave right now.
Wow.
She said, they've not even started the show. I said, I don't care.
Because he was such a tool.
I don't care. With his clammy handshake. Yuck.
Well, he was was a diva.
Huge Hello. Star. Don and Mike show. He's Hello. A beautiful woman. I love Elton John. He's great. She's great. Hello.
Hello there.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I wanted to just say Paul McCartney totally live.
Okay. How do you know this?
Absolutely. The instrumentalist he's got with him, the drummer and his guitar player, that's the only reason he can get away with it is because he's got really excellent band, and they can go right through the soundboard, and everything was live on that.
Okay. At least blah, blah. I would much rather talk about the fact that Mike and I have our 20th anniversary coming up.
Yeah.
I believe that the way it should be packaged is Don and Mike, 2 decades of service.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say it any other way.
Don and Mike, 2 decades of service.
Actually, 3 decades. The 80s, the 90s, and the aughts.
The aughts. Shut up, Rod.
Will you be lip-syncing your anniversary?
Hello.
Sit down, sackcloth.
Buzzcan, hello.
Yeah, Don Mike.
Yes, we are. Hi there.
Yeah, I called yesterday. The one good thing about Bill...
Okay. Hello, Don Mike. That's all I had to say is I called yesterday. We heard you yesterday. If you make it through, don't make the mistake.
I think the faster trigger finger is working.
Hello, Don and Mike. Don't say you got through yesterday.
No.
Don't let us know that.
No.
Hello.
Hey, guys. Love the topic today.
Thank you.
Funny.
All right, that's funny.
I may know why the audience tuned out during halftime of Super Bowl.
Why?
The second song he did was about a transsexual. JoJo was a man.
Who thought he was a woman. Who thought he was a woman.
Could have been it.
Right. Thank you. Right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Mike Sliver checking in.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm hurting, man.
Oh, no. Mike. Come on now. It's been 24 hours.
Oh, Mike, you got to eat your damn spaghetti.
Hello,
oh, man. 24 hours since the Super Bowl.
Hello. Don, mind you, it's been 48 hours since the Super 48 Bowl.
48 hours. Well, I don't remember. I killed that cell.
Hello. Phone scan.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Can I test your TV knowledge?
Sure.
My wife's been driving me crazy with this show from the 70s where a guy gets killed in a car accident or he gets hit by a car and then he comes back as a ghost and solves crimes.
Yes, it's called My Two Dads. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Now, you're making the joke. I know you're making the joke, but now I'm thinking the really.
Hello.
Was it the one with Scott Bakula?
I'm telling you, that's Quantum Leap and that's not it. No, Mike, it's My Two Dads. Research.
Has to be.
With young,
hey guys,
starring a young Paul Reiser. You do a great Paul Reiser.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I do. I enjoy that. Yes.
What's your name?
Paul Reiser, and Helen Hunt is just super. And can I just say it's delightful not to see him on television anymore. And Paul Reiser.
Reiser. Hello,
yes,
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hey, and if my wife's out there, call about that King of Queens thing you saw
yes,
last night.
I'd like to hear about
Please
that.
Please let me know about that promo. Yes, you're on the air. Hi, sir.
Yeah, did you guys see the in the Puppy Bowl where they threw the flag?
No, we're all heterosexuals.
We didn't watch.
The males that you're speaking to.
I saw 10 minutes of it, and that was hilarious.
Yeah, well,
so they threw the flag.
What did they throw the flag for?
Well, the referee gets in, throws the flags, gets down on his knees, pull a rag out to clean up number one or number two.
Right, like I said, most heterosexuals were watching the game. Women like Beth Ann and yourself were watching.
This game stinks. Puppy Bowl.
Puppy Bowl.
Puppy Bowl. Puppy Bowl.
Don and Mike's a time machine.
Puppy Bowl.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Mickey Dent threw a flag. Puppy Bowl.
Hello. You are on the air. This is the Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, you see the Puppy Bowl?
Puppy Bowl.
That's great. Did you see it, ma'am?
No, I saw Elvis Presley.
Really? When did you see him?
I saw him at the old Capitol Center way back right before he died.
Okay, I thought you had seen him recently. Okay, what about that?
Well, he just he was real bad, too, as far as meeting him.
Yeah. Hi there, Don and Mike's show. Hello. See, let me explain something to you. When Mike and I tell a story,
interesting.
When you guys tell stories,
not stories.
Not interesting.
Not as interesting as the Puppy Bowl.
Look,
hello.
Puppy Bowl.
Not on my show. Hello.
Buzz.
Yeah.
Buzz.
Buzz is here. Yes.
I'm here. Go
I
ahead.
Answered for him. Yes.
Yeah, Buzz. Why don't you like sports? I'm just curious.
Why don't I export?
No,
why don't you like sports?
Oh, what do I like sports?
All real men love sports.
I'm glad you asked that question. When I was in school, all of the gym teachers were the coaches.
They loved to him.
They were all... They were all team coaches, and I was the chubby kid, and the gym teacher always used me to show the rest of the class how not to do stuff. And this is why I was never real big on the various sports.
And tell the truth, you were made to you had to wash, bathe every single gym teacher that you had.
Hello.
Isn't that the way it went down?
Just their clothing.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Mike.
Yes. Oh, no, this is the guy.
Is this the guy? I don't know. I got him, if it was the finger
all
guy.
Right, good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you guys been serving yourself for 20 years, huh?
We've been what?
Servicing yourself.
Yes, yes, we have been serving ourselves for...
Servicing
we have
ourselves.
Been self-serving, and he hung up.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's been serving
right.
himself, too.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
See, he thinks he's going to get hung up on because he said yeah.
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 Yeah, see, he did get hung up on. Good. Hold on, here's the hotline. Hello.
Hello, my sweetheart.
Did you just call me on my cell phone?
Yeah, that was a mistake. Sorry.
See, I knew it was you. I changed my number since the idiot listeners found out my phone number.
Yeah.
I just saw your screensaver on your phone, the Packers.
Packers screensaver on my phone.
Very cool.
It's cool.
That is cool.
It's cool. You know it's called, Mike?
What is it?
Loyalty. I know you have it for the Red Sox.
I do. I don't have a Red Sox. Hey, my computer screensaver is a Red Sox screensaver.
Go to Packers.com. There's great screensavers there.
That's
but
cool.
You wouldn't want that, though. You
no.
wouldn't want, like, a gay thing, like I do. I've got the gayest Brett Favre screensaver. It's like, they put out one every week, like, Brett's a man. You know, okay, new screensaver. I'll take it. Anyway, honey, I asked for you to call in. I'm glad you did. We were watching separate stuff last night before 24, but what was it that you saw on CBS about Leah Remedy getting fat?
I saw a promo, which really surprised me because it was funny, and it said it had Kevin James sitting talking with his friends in his room, his rec room kind of thing,
right.
And he said, how do you tell your wife she's getting fat? And then it mm-hmm. said he said something like, you know what, the other day I saw her coming down the stairs, and you know what, she was wearing sweatpants, and the other guys in the room said, what's so bad about that? And then he said, they were my sweatpants.
Wow. So finally, it's happening to Leah Remedy.
Hey, well, that's great. So so they've decided to write that into the script.
I love that. You know, I don't have any problem with... I hate it when actresses get fat and then they still act like they're sexy. Like on Designing Women, and they make like Suzanne Sugarbaker, who was
Delta Burke.
Right. They made like she was a big femme fatale when she was getting fat. And it's okay to get fat.
No.
But, you know, acknowledge it.
Well, I guess technically Leah had to sign off on that script. So
right. Well, you know what? They probably bought her a mirror. I said, listen, you don't like the script? Look in the mirror. Look at you. Look at you, big fat Leah. And you, who are you to be talking? Honey, you don't need to lose one single pound. My wife is on this whole big thing. I got to lose 10 pounds. And then for her birthday, the big 5-0 coming up this year,
mm-hmm.
I swear to Christ, she's looking at plastic surgery.
I just sent the website guy something I'd written about the website for them. And it's true. I mean, I don't want to do it, but I'm entertaining.
Yeah.
What are you entertaining getting done?
I'm just hoping that they come up with something that doesn't hurt. You know,
I'm hoping for the opposite.
You're so mean to me. No wonder I have wrinkles.
Are you thinking about?
She's serious about it.
Are you thinking about a facelift?
I don't want to do that. It looks like it hurts too much. I keep hoping that they'll invent something.
Well, what is that crap you're looking at on the computer when I'm upstairs? When it says, like, you go away for 7 days and
wouldn't it be great to do a vacation where you go away and just come back looking beautiful?
The plastic
that
surgery.
That would be ideal.
All the TV shows on now, though, I mean, plastic surgery's got to be enjoying a renaissance if it ever had
but I don't want to be one of those people that are all bandaged up, and I really don't want to be all those people that look fake. I mean, I just...
Right, bingo! So don't do it.
Well, I'm probably not, but, I have a major birthday coming up, and it's...
Really, do you?
It's an
and what is that?
A little bit.
Pray tell, what is that coming up? You have a major birthday, you said?
I'm not talking gift-wise, I'm talking...
I know, you're talking like worldwide event.
Plastic surgery can make you feel better, just ask Buzz.
true.
I mean, that you like it, Buzz, right?
Oh, my life's turned around.
I know, and you know what? I even put that when I wrote that thing. I said, that's the man I have to ask how he does it. He's sexier than ever.
I'll have to go. I love reading your musings on our website.
I can't wait.
I'm so glad that we've given you a paragraph a week.
Just be careful, Frida. After my procedure, they couldn't find my nipple.
Yeah. And then I also wrote on there the thing Carrie said to me yesterday, because I was telling Carrie, I said, you know, maybe I should just work out really hard and get really the best shape of my life. She said, you're already in such good shape. You're in much better shape than my mother is.
Ouch.
Oh, man.
My wife loves to talk.
That's pretty great. All right, baby. Listen, I gotta fly. But tomorrow, I would love if we could just spend a couple of minutes tomorrow discussing dogs smiling.
Oh, and you know, I'm sorry. I wanted to see the puppy ball, and I'm upset that I missed it.
Puppy
and I was
ball!
Hoping that
puppy ball.
Well, if her new TiVo might have TiVo'd the puppy ball.
All right,
puppy ball.
All right, bye, honey.
Goodbye, sweetie.
Love you. See you later.
It's a throw flag. Puppy ball. Number one in a puppy ball.
Puppy ball.
Puppy ball.
Come on, puppy ball. We will have to get that King of Queen ads though.
Yeah.
Oh, imagine that.
Sure.
How long ago? It was just 2 years ago she was on the cover of FHM.
But yeah. You do have to technically give her the credit, though, that she did have to sign off on the fat scripts, which means, to me, there is the possibility that she is doing that because now she is accepting it and she will go into Let It Go land.
Yeah. Stay the really Kirstie Alley land.
Absolutely.
Are those the funniest commercials?
If you're so
of all,
vain.
Have you seen the Jenny Craig commercials with Kirstie Alley?
Yes.
They've got rice pudding.
She's going to spend us some time in Shelley Winter Wonderland.
Hello. Phone scan. Don and Mike. Hello.
Yet so beautiful.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Who, Buzz?
Oh,
I'll get a bag of flour.
He said, how you doing?
All right.
Oh.
Hello. Thanks for listening, Rob.
Thank
hello.
You, friend.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Could you help me with the problem and talk away my blues?
Hey, why don't you change your shirt, okay?
There you go. There's the advice.
Don, no, wait. I want to say something to that guy.
What do you want
to
say, George? Bum?
I'm sorry. Call me back. Talk all about your blues.
Hello. Don Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Who gives a crap about how long you've been on the radio?
Who gives a crap about your phone call?
Yeah. Yeah, see?
Yeah.
What do you think about that, pal?
And to tell your wife to keep her mouth shut.
Hey, I got news for you, sir. Listen to me right now. No offense to anybody else in this room. You're all very talented. But I want to tell you something. I'm a master communicator. That's why you're listening right now. You're complaining about what I'm talking about, yet you can't wait to hear what comes out of my mouth next. That's what's so brilliant about me. About me. About me.
Me.
About me.
Me.
And furthermore.
You got to turn the bass up on your
furthermore,
microphone.
Furthermore. If WJFK continues to take my show in this regard, I will have to speak to upper management. Unfortunately, upper management now works at Sirius. It's about me. Listen, my show.
May.
Everything is great with May.
May, May.
With May. With May. Don't criticize May.
May.
I'm not good at that.
May.
I'm a little too humble for that.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Puppet Bowl.
Hello.
Puppet Bowl!
Hello there. Okay. Killing us here. One last call. Maybe. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. Yeah. Hey, on that Bill O'Reilly tape earlier, he refers to himself as ambidextrous.
Yes.
Does that refer to his interactions with all the women that he's been calling on the phone?
Well, the deal is I can handle that walking down a row of desks with desks on either side at one time.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Can you talk me off?
Talk you off?
The ledge? Oh, no.
Sure.
You, Don, you don't want to do that, do you?
Yeah. Sure I do.
That's Buzz's job.
Oh, no, thank you.
You're reading my mind, but I swear to God, the first thing I say is... Let me describe what Buzz is wearing right now. Buzz has on a tight shirt.
It's not going to work if you're laughing, sir.
They're all tight, though. And Buzz?
Yes?
Are you commando today?
No, I'm not.
Does that
that's
help,
fun.
Sir?
No, that sucks.
What?
That sucks.
What?
He thinks it sucks that I'm on commando today.
It sucks that Buzz is wearing underwear today?
It's sexy red underwear, if that helps.
That does it for me, too.
No winner.
Same way.
No winner on the phone.
Oh, I disagree. I think everyone wins.
No. Listen. I got
red, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
When mine's red, I go to the doctor. I don't know about you.
I gave up. Mine's always red.
Are you really wearing red male underpants?
Yeah.
Red?
Yeah.
What color red?
Red. Like fire engine, like long underwear
fire,
red.
Like fire engine red?
Yeah.
Not even maroon or anything like that?
No.
Why in the God's name of Jim J. Bullock would you wear red underpants?
Well, it's February, and I think we all know what that means.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Okay, thank you, Buzz.
You're welcome.
And no winner on the phone scan today.
Winner!
No.
But a winner in that news studio.
No winner. And Puppy Bowl, everybody.
Puppy Bowl!
I'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. 3FM's Don and Mike.
Still very slow moving if you're trying to get into town on the 14th Street Bridge. We have an accident there taking up the left lane that's adding to delays. And back at Boundary Channel Drive. A crispy tender chicken with gold blends of chipotle spices and fresh toppings on a honey wheat roll. Hungry yet? McDonald's new spicy chicken. I'm loving it at participating McDonald's. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show. Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
I say Tea Party, you say
Boston.
I say Massachusetts, you say
Boston.
I say Beans, you say
Refry.
No, Boston. I say the first tabletop receptor for HD digital radio, giving you brilliant digital sound, you say
Boston Acoustics?
Right, and that's my system.
I'm so glad I'm not you. What does that mean?
Find a seat with a comfortable leg, because you won't be leaving it. Fox Monday, television's two most intense dramas, are now on one night. Prison Break returns with all new episodes, followed by 24. First on Prison Break.
Getting you out of here.
Possible.
Not if you design the place it is.
The man killed the vice president's brother.
I was set on.
We're 36 hours from his execution. There's only one person who can really stop this execution.
Now, the trouble they face on the inside is nothing compared to what's waiting for them on the outside.
We are all screwed.
The fall's most thrilling new show returns with all new episodes. Prison Break. Then, on an all-new 24, the city of Los Angeles is under martial law.
Terrorists operating within our borders will strike again.
And its fate is in the hands of a mysterious woman.
Everyone is the same.
This isn't a game, lady. We're running out of time.
It's an all-new 24, right after the return of Prison Break.
It all starts tonight at 8 p.m. on Fox 5. Then stay tuned for the Fox 5 News at 10.
Here's a question. What are you worth? I mean, what are you worth in the job market? What skills and knowledge do you possess that create value for a company? Do you have what it takes for employers to pay you $65,000 a year on average? Do you have what it takes to start right out of school making $30,000 or $40,000 a year? Have you positioned yourself in the fastest growing industry rated by the United States federal government? Good questions, tough answers. If you're stuck making less than $45,000 a year with no way to increase your income, it's time to visit computertraining.com. Log on to their website at www.computertraining.com and find out why their graduates are living their dreams by making an investment in themselves for a better tomorrow today. Please note up front that not everyone is qualified. You'll need to demonstrate that you have solid computer skills and a sincere desire to succeed in order to be accepted into their new Microsoft XP program. To learn more, visit www.computertraining.com and take the online entrance challenge. Again, that's computertraining.com, helping you build a better tomorrow today.
My husband and I made this decision to purchase from Jared. And we will continue to purchase at Jared.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer Lorraine Melton, talks about finding the perfect ring. That's
Jared. I was blown away by the selection and the quality of the diamonds and this anniversary band. They took the time to educate me on the 4Cs. And purchasing a diamond is a very, very important decision. It's an investment.
Jared will amaze you with their fabulous selection of diamond rings. Say I forever do with their 3-stone diamond rings and anniversary bands, priced from $549.99 to $9,000.
My experience with Jared has been absolutely fabulous. I think it's just a wonderful store. I get compliments all the time. Where did you get that diamond? I said, oh, go to Jared.
It can only be Jared.
In Waldorf, Maryland at Waldorf Marketplace on Westbury Road. Also near Dulles Town Center by Tyson's Corner in Fairfax at Arundel Mills and near Towson Shopping Center.
At Volkswagen, we sent our top German engineer, Wolfgang, into other dealerships and secretly recorded his test drives. What you are about to hear is real.
You know what this car feels like? Driving a large washing machine. It's all wishy-washy. Why is the engine not purring?
It purrs when you give it gas. Watch this.
I like it to purr like a kitten having its belly rubbed.
Uh-huh.
And this is more like a kitten I accidentally vacuum cleaned. You think I'm funny? Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny.
Take me to a Volkswagen dealer.
Come into your local VW dealer for a joyride in a Passat or Jetta, both rated top safety picks by the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Right now, get a value edition Jetta for $209 a month on a 24-month lease. Driving anything else would be a Dunkoff move.
For more information about the test, visit IIHS.org. 1954 required at signing. Excludes taxes, license options, and dealer charges. Supplies limited. Offer expires March 31st, 2006. Call 1-800-DRIVE-VW for details.
Visit your favorite Washington area Volkswagen dealer and take a joyride today.
Hey, Sly, that lady's on the phone again. Ask them when we're going to have a car ready.
What? Oh, tell her late next week we got to wait for the part. Oh, nice hit.
Hey, Sly, now she's asking how come it takes so long for the parts to show up.
Oh, for crying out loud. Hey, tell her they got to ground ship them, all right? Ground shipping always takes forever.
Hey, Sly.
What?
She says, how come we don't just ship them UPS Ground? She says UPS Ground has gotten wicked faster.
UPS Ground?
Yes.
What is it with this lady? Doesn't she know it's baseball season or what?
Hey, Sly.
Don't.
She says, why don't we just listen to the game on the radio so we can work on a car at the same time?
Petey, you weren't supposed to tell her that.
Now UPS is a day or more faster on ground shipments to and from the most popular business locations across the country. And faster shipping helps your business. Learn more at ups.com/fast. UPS, what can Brown do for you?
You bolted upright in the middle of the night, realizing what that new account really means. It means more room and more employees. The business you started in your garage 7 years ago just doubled in size overnight. You'll need a line of credit, cash management expertise, payroll services. You'll need to protect your business financially. You'll need sleep. You need BB&T. Growth is a good problem to have, and we can help you find opportunities to manage it wisely. Stop by one of our local financial centers. Call 1-800-BANK-BBT or visit bbt.com and find out why we're consistently ranked number one small business friendly by the U.S. Small Business Administration. Banking, insurance, investments, BB&T. There's opportunity here.
Right here, right there. What is Nissan now? It's bold design. From the sculpted Nissan Murano to the sleek 350Z, it's athletic utility. From the Xterra 2006 Motor Transport Utility of the Year to the Armada with 8 seats and a big V8 engine, it's awesome power. From the Nissan Maxima with a 265 horsepower V6 to the Titan Nissan 305 horsepower full-size pickup, this is Nissan now. And this is the Nissan Now National Sales Event. It's your chance to get outstanding offers on every Nissan. Like on the 2006 Altima 2.5S with a special edition package. Lease Altima for just $199 a month for 36 months with $2,579 initial payment. Get to your Nissan dealer now. Event ends March 31st. Nissan, ship your ride.
There's a man in my office wearing a hard hat and really big gloves.
Oh, right.
Who is he?
That's Earl from the loading dock.
The loading dock?
Yeah, you came up here to help with the drilling.
Drilling?
Yeah, didn't you say you needed some help with the...
Billing. I said I needed help for the next 2 weeks with the billing, and I called Ronstadt for that.
Ronstadt?
Yes.
Who?
Ronstadt.
Do I know him?
It's they, and they'll send someone who will help with the billing.
Right. Not drilling?
Not today.
Probably never.
Probably not.
Yeah.
At Ronstadt, we listen. That's why we're the staffing company that knows you better.
I really did think you said drilling, though.
Billing. With your own two-person Ronstadt staffing team, there's always somebody listening to make sure you get the best job, boss, and company fit.
You know, in my defense, they sound similar. Billing, drilling,
For any kind of job, full-time, part-time, permanent, office, or industrial, just call us at 1-877-922-2468. We're Ronstadt, the work solutions people. Good to know you.
The road to perfection. What exactly would that entail? Chandelier street lamps? A toll booth that hands you money? Traffic lights that are forever green? Nice. But how about something that's actually obtainable? The Lexus ES. Closer to perfection than ever before. with a comprehensive network of computers and sensors to guide available features like heated and cooled front seats, rain-sensing windshield wipers, and a rear sunshade that automatically lowers in reverse. Even a memory system for both the driver and front passenger that recalls seat and outside mirror positions. In other words, the road to perfection is closer than you think. Especially starting at $32,950, as described as $34,440. The ES at your Washington area Lexus dealer.
MSRP includes delivery, processing, and handling fee. Includes taxes, title, license, and other optional equipment. Actual dealer price may vary.
We're on the web at 10673fm.com.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm swing dancing on Thursdays.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Well, it could have been. But before you dance, you got to get up the nerve to approach a strange woman. Before you do that, you got to stop throwing up in the men's room.
Oh, yeah, I know what he means. Dancing is different. You're very vulnerable.
Yeah, it's a big risk asking someone if you can hold on to him for 10 minutes.
All I want is 5, and I get off me, I'm sleeping.
Idiot.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's the best of Don and Mike.
That's right. Welcome back to the best of Don and Mike. I'm your host, the legendary Joe Arndinger, with you on this fine Monday afternoon. Let's get right back into it. Some time back, Rob and, well, at the time, our production guy, John, who's now working with the show, had a little fun with tapes of Colette, making her sound like Robert the Angry Mailman. It is the best of Don and Mike.
Mike? There it is again.
And now, come on. You hate the groaners.
Or do I?
Well, you've indicated for months. We've done that killer 30-second a day feature for months, and you've hated it.
Or do I?
Then we spiced it up with the big voice guy.
And I like that, yeah. Or do I?
So today, I offer you a wild card, which I would have offered before, but it's okay to do the opening of the show and do this.
Makes no difference.
So now, really, no kidding.
Here's well, you did that because I thought you were being petulant.
Watch it. There will be no cupcake for you today.
I am sugar-free today, as you might be able to tell.
Michael, this is Colette from the front desk.
Oh.
Oh, Michael, my man.
Oh.
Captain Clippers.
Ooh.
Commodore Crew Cut. Senator Scalper, I love you, man.
Yeah.
Sweet Mike, because of you, Rob Bewack, the big fat idiot, lost weight for the first time in 4 years.
Uh-huh.
Sure, it was only about an ounce of hair. Because of you, we extracted our revenge against that useless thug. I still like Don, but I have no complaints with him. But, Mike, I like you.
Yeah.
I really, really like you.
There you go.
I think maybe we should get together.
Yeah.
Have a drink.
Yeah.
Maybe a nice piece of cake and discuss our plan to control the world. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Now I'm grinning.
It's Colette. She's the lady that works at the front desk.
Wow.
Oh, but wait, there's more.
And Rob, King Q-Ball, look who's here. It's Mr. Clean. Ah, the tasty Yul Brynner look. The world needs a white Vince Rings, a Caucasian Michael Clark Duncan. The look worked for Albert Finney and Annie. You could join Clint and Ron as the third Howard brother. Perhaps grow a mustache like Liddy. You look like Emma Thompson in the Castle movie with Corey Kojak, J.C. Haywood. Nice haircut, Rob. You moronic pig, sir. Of course, Bruce. Hey, Mike, buddy. Guess what?
What?
My good friend.
What?
A groaner for ye.
Oh, good.
What legendary newsman loves marijuana?
Which one?
The answer is Walter. Hey, now, Harris, out.
You, Rob. You what? I hate you.
Plug
I
down.
Hate your big, fat, boss head ass.
Is that Robert the mailman?
No.
What's going on?
What happened at the end?
Hold on.
I'm confused at the end.
I know
there.
You are. Yeah. Let me explain it to you.
Please.
So,
hold on. I would give $1,000 for a picture of Mike's face just then.
Hold on a second.
Something came in, demon voice.
No. Here was, let me walk you through the process.
All right.
And then I have another tape to play for you.
Make sure I've got, yes. Okay.
You were perplexed.
So, you know, who says.
Got all jumbled at the end there.
Who says, I'm not using your noodle.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So. I'm thinking, how do we make this fresh for my good buddy Mike?
Oh, yeah.
No, really.
It's what you think every day.
Really.
For me.
So,
yes.
Mm-hmm. We had a script written, you know, calling Rob names, mm-hmm. everything.
Right.
And they said, hey, hold on. How about Colette?
Right.
They'll never figure that out. Let's get the lady at the front desk to do it.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And they said, do you want it with the reverb? I said, yes. We come in, we listen to it. And when John does that,
uh-huh.
he slows his voice down.
Yeah, pitches it down with the machine.
Well, what you heard in the last 15 seconds was Colette's voice pitched down to the same speed that we use when John, for instance.
Yes.
Hey, give me one of the John types. When John says something, we pitch it down, and it sounds, thank you, like this.
Super Reverse Jeopardy Groaners.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hi, Michael.
Hi there.
So,
like a slow tape.
So, we're hearing this in the production room, and I'm saying, oh, this is great. This is genius. And then I hear the last part of it, and I said the exact same thing. I said, when Colette's voice is slowed down, it sounds just like Robert the Mailman.
It does.
So then I said to the guys in the production room, because I'm just in there ordering. I don't know how they do the stuff with the machines, with the computers. I said, give me a version that has Colette reading the entire thing, slowed down to this speed.
Super Reverse
right.
Jeopardy Groaners.
Which gives you the slightly different sound to her voice.
Right, and it turns into Robert the Angry Mailman.
Well,
a little bit.
Yes, in and out, as you'll hear now.
So now we're going to hear everything she recorded only pitched down.
Yes, right. at the exact same level that we use for John. And this is without reverb, without echo, so you can hear it even clearer.
Oh, good.
Michael, this is Colette from the front desk. Oh, Michael, my man, Captain Clippers, Commodore Crew Cut, Senator Scalper. I love you, man. Oh, sweet Mike.
That is disturbing. So you're thinking now you've pitched it down and taken out the reverb.
You see what you've made me do?
I know.
I'm just trying to please you.
Wow.
I'm just trying to please you, Mike.
Phone call.
No.
What's that?
I just did that for the many people that are sending emails to our website,
DonandMikeWebsite.com,
saying that sound bothers them.
Are we being inundated?
Yeah, in a pound sand. I said,
just the one that said the sound that's screwing up offices everywhere.
You know, I wrote a note back to the webmaster and wrote back as nicely, you know, screw off.
Uh-huh.
You know,
as nicely as you could.
You know, what are you sending this junk for?
Right.
For goodness sakes. We'll get it out of our system.
I'm just kidding. I'm trying to get that Colette out of my system right
because
now.
Because of you, Rob Spiewak, the big fat idiot lost weight for the first time in 4 years. Sure, it was only about an ounce of hair. Because of you, we extracted our revenge against that useless thud.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're right. It's in and out, and then there are moments.
But you got to wait.
The hostile moments are when Colette sounds like Robert.
The word that I was going to use is passionate.
Yes.
Yes. When she gets passionate.
That's when she sounds a little more like Robert.
That's when she sounds Robertish. And where's the Robert tape? We don't have any Robert tapes, do we?
Well,
we
just that phone.
All we've got is just that.
Phone
message. Yeah. No, that's not good.
Well, but it is an example.
No, I know. That's a great day.
The first message is. Hey, Rob. This is Robert the Mailman.
Okay, here we go. Hold on.
This is the one that sounds the most like it.
Okay.
The answer is Walter. Hey now, Harris, out.
You Rob, Spiewak. I hate you. I hate your big fat boss head ass.
Yeah, Johnny.
When next time Robert comes in, I'm going to get him in and pitch him up and see how much he sounds like Colette.
Good idea.
That's a great idea.
Good.
I still like Don, Buzz. I have no complaints with him. But, Mike, I like you. I really, really like you.
Right back at you, Colette.
Now we can play this tape and say this is a very feminine drag, like RuPaul.
Yes.
A woman. No offense, Colette. Mm-hmm. It's just the sound of your voice, my
right.
sweet.
So it's pitched down.
Yeah. You're listening now to a gay
slightly
man.
Slightly pitched down.
A gay man speak about Mike O'Mara.
I think maybe we should get together, have a drink, maybe a nice piece of cake,
yeah.
and discuss our plan to control the world.
I think you should.
And Rob.
Yeah, Rob.
King Q-Ball. Look who's here. It's Mr. Queen. Ah, the tasty Yul Brynner look. The world needs a white Vin Rains, a Caucasian Michael Clark Duncan. The look worked for Albert Finney and Annie. You could join Clint and Ron as the third Howard brother. Perhaps grow a mustache like Liddy.
Yeah.
You look like Emma Thompson in the cancer movie Wish. Curly Kojak, J.C. Haywood. Nice haircut, Rob.
There you go.
You moronic pig. Of course, Bruce. Hey, Mike, buddy.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What?
My good friend,
uh-huh.
a groaner
yeah.
for ye.
Okay.
What legendary newsman loves marijuana?
Which one?
The answer is Walter. Hey now, Harris, out. You, Rob. Speedwack. I hate you. I hate your big, fat, ball head. Ass.
There we are.
Wow.
Mother, the answer is Walter Cronick, right?
Yeah, what is yeah. the... I didn't understand the groaner.
You know, I had to have it explained to me by Rob, because I said, wouldn't it be like Walter Crankite if you said like they were doing like coke or something?
Chronic kite.
Yeah.
Walter Cronickite. I didn't write it.
Mike...
Was it from the service?
It was.
Yes.
Solidarity.
Did you know that chronic meant weed?
No.
Yeah. I didn't.
Like a chronic habit?
No, I don't know.
The kids love it.
Does it Rob read me the groaner this morning.
Groaner makes absolutely no sense.
And I said, what?
Yeah.
I don't
did
get
she
it.
Even deliver the line chronic, though?
No, what she did was she brought you right up to the punchline and then bailed.
And then stopped.
No, she'll leave you wanting
she
more.
She did not. I didn't. We didn't tell you the punchline until right there you heard it.
It was like yesterday.
Confused.
Don't be.
I'm scared and confused.
No,
not
don't
that
be
important,
listen.
Really.
No, Mike, you're kind of like me on this. When I heard the joke originally this morning,
right.
the joke, the groaner.
I mean, even a groaner has some symmetry to it.
I said to Rob, I don't get it, and he repeated it about five times, and I finally said, what is it? And he said, whatever, that means weed.
Chronic.
Well, all of my friends and I are smoking weed.
Is chronic weed?
Regular users of the product refer to it as chronic, as in chronic use.
Regular. So
it's not only slang,
okay. A common slang for weed is chronic, so the legendary newsman who uses marijuana would be Walter Cronickite.
Ah, okay, thank you for the explanation. Buzzing, really laughing inside.
The kids got it, I think. The youngsters?
Yeah. All the kids who love Walter Cronkite.
You a pothead fucker?
The young demo.
Yeah.
Michael.
Yeah.
This is Colette from the front desk.
I love this.
Oh, Michael.
Yeah.
My man.
Uh-huh.
Captain Clippers.
Yeah.
Commodore Crew Cut.
Hello.
Senator Scalper.
Hello.
I love you, man.
I love you. I love that, too.
Good.
That's delightful. What a wonderful switch. That was great.
So you don't have, now, see, when you say something like that,
yes,
that's what makes my little antennae go up. What a wonderful switch.
Yeah.
As if all of the other stuff is the stuff you hate.
No. Now, don't get that sensitive about it.
It's a compliment.
Well, no,
it's delightful. I think what was done today was just a carrying on of what has been a wonderfully fresh and innovative bit. Well said.
You ass.
I enjoy the base. I enjoy everything. I enjoy being here.
I know you do.
I truly do. Even when I'm not on a sugar high, which I'm not today. Far from it.
What is it that you're opening up?
I'm the glasses that we got, the sunglasses that we got from the Shield.
Sure.
I'm
open them up.
Here we go.
That's okay. They got stickers on them.
Cool.
They got,
I can't see.
Of course, there's stickers on there.
Hey, they make you look like Michael Chiklis.
Would you take off the sunglasses for me?
He knows me so well.
For me.
He knows what he knows.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you, Robin.
What else is in the news, Robin? That's interesting, Robin.
Don, you'd have to just work on the entire audio chain of your voice and get the bass turned way up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that we'd all sound like this, and you'd be like...
They, Robin. They.
Oh, hello there.
Look, there's lots of calls about Chronic.
Oh, yes.
Oh, sure. Okay, sure. Here we go. Hello. Yes.
Seem to dig it.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes.
All right. I think the deal with Chronic, to my understanding, is it's marijuana with coke or crack mixed in. And I guess, like, rappers smoke it on the West Coast.
Now Buzz is shaking his head ruefully at you.
No,
Buzz?
That's an entirely different mix.
Okay. Hello there.
Even the boss.
A mix even the boss can agree on. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Oh, you know, I get this goddamn weather bug again, for goodness sakes. Aneurysm cord. Never mind me. I'm just pressing buttons on this computer. What can we do for you?
I just want to let you guys know that crunk is also a term for getting tore up, so it could be Walter Cronkite.
Okay, go to hell.
Only it wasn't.
I'm sorry I didn't have a snappy comeback. I was looking at a computer screen. He didn't say anything.
Crunk is an expression for getting tore up?
I haven't heard that.
He didn't say nothing smart, did he?
Crunk?
I didn't think so.
Doesn't that get back to the gold?
Yeah, we determined earlier that crunk was gold in the teeth.
Well, that's the stuff that the guy in his teeth had his teeth on American Idol.
Wait a minute. He said crunk.
T-E-E-F.
That other stuff is crunk, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't either.
It's so hard to keep up.
Listen. All of this stuff is illegal and should not be taken. Drugs.
Jewelry.
Got it.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike, 3FM.
The innerloop of the Beltway. We do have an accident now near Georgetown Pike. There's accident activity on both shoulders. It's slowing things up near I-66. The local neighborhood Kia retailers invite you to experience Kia's full line of 9 quality cars, SUVs, and minivans. Kia, the power to surprise. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, 3FM 106.7 WJFK.
106.7 3FM.com.
At Hair Cuttery, their signature haircut includes shampoo and conditioner. They wouldn't give a haircut any other way.
We hold 2 titles in this town. First, more diamonds than any place in Washington. Second, price. And not merely more diamonds, finer diamonds, certified diamonds. Others may have a handful for you to see. We have 8,000 and over 3,000 ideal cut diamonds from a half to 12 carats. The Charleston Alexander price is our importer's price, usually about half. We go to the diamond cutting centers of the world to get it. There is no other way. Price is a big title to hold. When it comes to diamonds, price matters. And if there was a third title for loving diamonds, we'd hold that, too. Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers. If you're looking for a diamond, we're the hardest place not to go. Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers in Falls Church and Bethesda. On the web at wherethediamondsare.com. On the phone, 1-800-419-GEMS. 1-800-419-GEMS.
All this week, it's critically acclaimed, Emmy Award-winning, and really, really funny.
During the commercial, I got spanked.
The Who's Crew is back with all new episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Only on ABC Family.
World's worst hitchhikers to give a ride to.
You hear voices when you bite into a burrito?
5 never-before-seen episodes of the Laugh Out Loud, making up on the spot comedy spectacular.
Magically delicious.
For a full week, ABC Family presents brand new episodes of one of television's most outrageous comedies.
Are you a man or a woman? You have to guess.
Get ready for all new jokes.
Nobody wears underwear like you.
All new sketches.
Don't touch my sauerkraut.
All new funny.
What does that entail?
We'll have to shave your whole body.
And the only place to see it is on ABC Family. A full week of never-before-seen episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? All this week at 10, only on ABC Family.
You eat to live.
You live to play. Now have it all, every day. Only Dave & Buster's offers a power combo, a full-size entree, and a $10 game card for only $14.99. Eat and play every Sunday through Thursday, open to close, and Friday and Saturday until 5 p.m. Choose one of nine delicious entrees, then take your $10 game card and cut loose on the latest games and simulators. That's a huge value for just $14.99. The power combo. It's food, it's games, it's only at Dave & Buster's.
Tonight on E!, Ryan Seacrest and Juliana DePandy have the headlines. Paris and Nicole lead the simple life. And a little someone named Mango takes over late night.
Cool, Mango!
First up at 7, if you want to know what young Hollywood's up to, don't miss E! News with Ryan Seacrest and Juliana DePandy.
We've got all the Hollywood hookups.
Tonight, he's the lucky guy who landed on three of the hottest TV shows. Jeffrey Dean Morgan talks to us about working on Grey's Anatomy, Weeds, and Supernatural. Plus, we're there when Paris works the catwalk at L.A. Fashion Week. Then at 9, Paris and Nicole hit the road. Drivers and pedestrians of America, you've been warned. The Simple Life Weeknight. Then, it's Mango Madness Week on Saturday Night Live. Every night at 11, Mango seduces us with burning looks.
Mango.
Short or short.
My mango.
And his, mango-ness. The show you love every night of the week. It all starts tonight at 7 with E! News. We love it, too.
This Tuesday on A&E, the dog is back with a pack of new episodes and the biggest hunt of his life.
Been chasing him for 3 years. Hawaii's number one wanted fugitive.
The stakes are bigger.
Five counties, 50 officers, and 3,000 miles.
Batter.
Time's up over. Pow.
With more bite than ever.
Oh, if you think I'm nasty now, wait a week at home.
Dog the Bounty Hunter. New season starts Tuesday night at 9, 8 Central, only on A&E.
This is gonna get crazy.
Hey, dial-up users, here's a question for you. How much are you paying for that dial-up anyway?
My dial-up? I think it's $15.95 a month.
$21.95 a month.
I don't know. Probably too much.
Why?
Because you can get high-speed Verizon Online DSL with connection speeds of 768 kilobits per second for just $14.95 a month when you sign up for a year.
That's about what I'm paying for my slow dial-up.
Yep, and you can do so much more, like connect to the net with a click of a mouse, talk on the phone and surf the web at the same time on the same phone line, download files faster than it takes you to say, better value. Just call 1-800-PICK-DSL to sign up for Verizon Online DSL for as low as $14.95 a month. That's 1-800-PICK-DSL. And here's another question for you. What are you waiting for? Verizon.
Verizon reminds you to always download legally. $14.95 a month rate available for new Verizon residential 768 kilobits per second DSL customers. 1 year commitment required. $79 early termination fee applies. Speed and uninterrupted service not guaranteed. Not available in all areas. Additional monthly supplier, FUSF recovery charge, and applicable taxes may apply. Other terms and conditions apply. Offer expires 4/14/06.
From Universal Pictures.
Everybody get down on the floor now!
What started as a holdup?
Bank robbery. You're the hostage negotiator.
That's right. What do you got?
Has become something much bigger.
Your Honor, you know about this hostage situation. I need to be assured that certain interests are protected.
Now, every hostage...
The mask, they all look the same.
...is a suspect.
You ever robbed a bank before?
No.
You're lying to me. Tell me the truth. Every demand...
One jumbo jet with full gas tank and pilot...
...is a decoy.
They heard everything we said. They bumped us. Keep your men back!
This Friday, the only way to know the truth...
Something really bad, isn't it?
The sooner that you stop being my problem, the better off you'll be.
...is to get inside...
This thing stinks to high hell.
Denzel Washington, Clive Owen, and Jodie Foster.
Come on, this ain't no bank robbery!
Inside Man. Directed by Spike Lee. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent. In theaters Friday.
Right here, right there.
What is Nissan Now? It's bold design. From the sculpted Nissan Murano to the sleek 350Z. It's athletic utility. From the Xterra 2006 Motor Trend Sport Utility of the Year to the Armada with 8 seats and a big V8 engine. It's awesome power. From the Nissan Maxima with a 265 horsepower V6 to the Titan Nissan 305 horsepower full-size pickup. This is Nissan Now. And this is the Nissan Now National Sales Event. It's your chance to get outstanding offers on every Nissan. Like on the 2006 Altima 2.5S with a special edition package. Lease Altima for just $199 a month for 36 months with $2,579 initial payment. Get to your Nissan dealer now. Event ends March 31st. Nissan, shift your ride. For well-qualified lessees, tax, title, and license extra, call 1-888-858-8255. 888-319 for Altima lease and maximum horsepower details. Offer ends 4306.
Know the greatest phrase ever invented in shopping? No, it's not "I'll just wait in the car." The greatest phrase is "no thanks, I'm just looking." I mean, what freedom, what liberation. What a great way to buy car insurance. In fact, why not do some looking right now? Go to Geico.com. It's quick, it's easy, and you could save hundreds. You know, saving money looks good on you. Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Properly maintaining your Toyota is important, so rely on the Toyota experts when it comes to service. Only your Toyota dealer has factory-trained and certified Toyota technicians using only genuine Toyota parts. For the month of March, your participating Toyota dealer is offering a couple great service specials. Get a four-wheel alignment that includes rotating and balancing all four tires, and a Toyota-trained technician will also inspect your brakes and suspension for the low Toyota-suggested price of $89.95. And while you're there, get a lube oil filter combo special that includes the installation of a genuine Toyota filter, up to 5 quarts of oil, a battery check, a brake inspection, a tire tread inspection, a tire rotation, and a Toyota-trained technician will properly set your tire pressure, all for the low Toyota-suggested price of just $47.95. Just see your participating Toyota dealer by March 31st. Toyota, moving forward.
This week at CompUSA's NCAA March Madness Anniversary Sale, celebrate our 22nd anniversary with slam dunk savings, like a PNY 1-gig flash drive for just $29.99, or a Kodak EasyShare C360 digital camera for $129.99. You can also enter to win a trip to next year's Final Four, a Mitsubishi 52-inch DLP HD TV, and more. CompUSA. We got it. We get it.
CompUSA is a proud official corporate partner of the NCAA. Offers valid March 19th through March 25th. All offers after savings and rebates. No purchase necessary. See store for details.
Over 2 million Americans are susceptible to the painful and deadly disease sickle cell anemia. What you need to know is at sicklecelldisease.org.
The Tom and Mike Show. WKK.
This is the Tom and Mike Show.
I think socks had something to do with that decision.
It's not funny.
I beg your pardon?
What word do you have trouble with? You understand not? That's comfortable for you?
Yeah.
And funny, you've heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this doesn't work. You see, I think socks had something to do with that decision. See, now I'm laughing.
Well, laugh loud so you can cover for the rest of us.
Hey, you like your job?
No.
Well, watch it. Let me go.
Oh, may I? Thank you.
Watch it, asshole.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
Yeah, shut up and listen anyway. But don't forget to catch up on all the things going on Don and Mike-wise. Go to DonandMikeWebsite.com. You can hear old episodes. You can buy stuff at the store. Don't forget to go to the store. That's right. So anyway, that's DonandMikeWebsite.com. Now let's get right back into the best of Don and Mike. I don't want to tease you, but it's time for Jackie Stallone's Oscar picks on the best of Don and Mike.
Time for Psychic of the Week.
Very exciting.
The segment used to be known as Psychic of the Month.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I guess it's still the Psychic of the Month.
Psychic of the Month, Psychic of the Week. It depends on how frequently they visit.
She's a winner on this show because she predicted the presidential election.
She did.
Months before the election.
You nailed it.
Of course, it's Jackie Stallone.
Baby! Mm-hmm.
Sly's mom. Mm-hmm.
Jacqueline Stallone.
Now, before she comes on with her crazy website and picking the Oscars,
yeah.
Here's an interesting story about Jackie I had never read before. Jackie Stallone says that Sly was born deformed.
Sylvester, right.
When she gave birth to him, doctors said he would never grow up to be normal.
Well, how?
During the delivery, to speed things up, they grabbed ice picks, forceps, and yanked the baby out, paralyzing his whole head and face and his body.
Wow.
His body was so deformed, it was pathetic. The doctor said, he's so crippled, you ought to put him away.
Wow.
And look at him now.
Now he wants to put her away.
Nick. Look at him now.
Yo.
Well, let's dial her up.
That's fascinating. I want to ask her about that.
And do. She's ready for the call, right, Rob?
Expecting it, because she's psychic.
Here we go. Psychic of the month.
Very exciting. Jacqueline Stallone.
Hello.
Mother of Rocky.
Hello, Jackie?
Yes, me.
Hello, darling. It's Don and Mike again.
Hi there.
How are you?
How are you, Jackie?
I'm in Washington today.
What? Pardon me, ma'am?
I'm in D.C.
Things are very nice. Almost 70 degrees here. Or 60,
hey,
something like that.
Yeah, beautiful.
That sounds
delightful today.
And
I used to live there. It wasn't like that. I think it's getting warmer.
Jackie, besides being a world-renowned psychic and the mother of Sly, we should and Frank,
right.
We should point out that you correctly predicted the presidential election on
this
show.
You nailed that one, Jackie.
That's true.
Good job.
What the odds? I said it'd be within 17 electorals, didn't I?
I think you were
electorals. I think so.
And you did it with your dogs, didn't you?
Together.
That's right.
Yeah, like you always need help.
Forgot that the dogs.
Yeah, the dogs kind of predicted that.
Right? So far, they've been right on. You know, they're using dogs. I just came back from Europe doing predict. They're using dogs in many of the hospitals now to detect major illnesses. Did you know that?
Oh, that's right. I saw a story that they
they're doing it. They're training them for
dogs, dogs can smell cancer.
Do you think that dogs can?
Every man will have a dog.
Do you think dogs can smile?
Yes.
Do you think
some
that
can and some can't?
Do you think if a dog? Mike, I'm getting someone backing up my thought here.
Very good.
So,
dogs can smile.
I will count this as expert testimony.
I like what Chris Matthews always says. If you're going to get a job in Washington, D.C., get yourself a dog. It's the only friend you're going to have.
That's
You know what I love when Chris Matthews says?
What?
We're out of toilet paper.
Oh, God.
He said that to his wife, Kathleen.
I always suggested reversible toilet paper. I don't know. Do you think that's a good market?
Reversible? I think anything's possible.
You use one side, then you use the other?
It might be a little tough.
Well, how would you reverse it?
Exactly.
There you go. All right.
Touche.
Mm-hmm. Touche, Jackie. Before we ask you about the Oscars, may I be so bold as to ask you about a story that I'm reading where you're quoted saying that your son Sly was born deformed.
Yes, it was, unfortunately.
That's a true story. We'd never heard that
before. Know.
Well, because basically doctors don't want to admit it. And I think he's overcome great, great odds.
As do we.
I married a doctor 6 years ago. You know, I hated doctors. So I wouldn't even date him. Little did I believe if I'd married this man and he'd been the stepfather. Oh, no, it'd been Sylvester's father. It couldn't happen because I married a neurosurgeon who could correct something like that.
Yeah. Let me see if this is true, what we're reading here. During the delivery, they had forceps, and they yanked him out, paralyzing his head and his face, and the doctor said, he's so crippled, you ought to put him away?
Yeah, I'll tell you the truth. You know, when you tell the truth, you can live it, you can hear it. And I believe that basically, I had him in a charity ward, even though I worked on the stage. I married a European Italian from Italy, didn't believe in hospitals, if you can get it for nothing, you know what I mean?
All right.
I decided for a free clinic, when I could really, was on the stage, I think his birth cost, actually I haven't paid the bill yet, $35. Hospital done me after Sylvester became,
you know,
they done me for years.
Wherever he is, he's got to be proud right now.
Mrs. Stallone, why haven't you paid the bill for about 5 years?
How come he's never had her institutionalized?
So finally, I got sick of ants in the mail, and one day I sent an answer.
Put her in old folks' home.
Interesting story.
Yes, ma'am.
The reason I don't pay this bill is the kid don't look like me.
Right. All right,
well,
now.
Never fit to be tied. Now, would you think 25 years later, of all the bills you get answers like that, they normally throw this stuff in the trash. 25 years of everything, that's the only letter they ever saved in the New York Lying In Free Clinic in New York City.
Jack, A., true or false that Sly cannot move his face even to this day when he speaks?
If you notice, what he does is he doesn't use a lot of dialogue. He takes his face on an angle, and what he did when he did Rocky and all of his movies, he doesn't do a lot of dialogue. It's all body work, action.
So you mean the whole thing with like the kind of the lip and all that, that might have to do with the way he was born?
No, the way he walks, unfortunately, walks like me. The face, the voice is heavy because his vocal cords, don't forget, one side was paralyzed. I remember these two damn doctors. I wish somebody to find their names. The bastard should still be alive.
Do you
Mr. Stallone and New York Hospital.
Do you consider?
I remember I was studying to be an astrologer at that time. So I was looking at the clock, and it was 5:05 p.m. And these two young jerks.
We already played the wah, 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 wah tape like eight times with the Prozac mom.
Naive. Yeah. Was a teenager.
Yes. Yes,
look, we've got to get rid of it. We've got to get rid of this little son of a bitch.
That's right, baby.
They used.
Now, do you consider, do you think now?
Let's go for it. And they yanked him out with forceps and paralyzed his face.
Wow. Is Sly still handicapped in your eyes? Sylvester Stallone, your son, is handicapped?
We have day by day. He was mama's boy day by day. Let me tell you something.
Yes.
Kids are very cruel. He has conquered everything he has and has learned to handle it and master it. When I used to take him in the park as a kid, kids would look at him and they'd say, Mommy, what's wrong with the face and this and that? And right. The mothers would yank him to another
place. You can laugh.
Nobody,
I turned the lights on.
But nobody was nice to my kid.
Oh, Jackie,
and look what he became.
That's awful.
A major star.
That's awful.
Now.
Well, now everybody wants to be his friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when's the last when's the last time you two spoke, you and Sly?
That's yesterday to him.
Good. Yeah,
the Commando is another Rocky one coming up. I think it's March the 13th on Sunday night, the 8 o'clock.
All right.
That was a plug. That was a plug.
And he's going to be on Las Vegas, too, isn't he? He's going to be on that show, Las Vegas?
Yeah, but I'm going back to Commander?
The Commando? Rambo?
No, with the boxing team.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? I bet Beth Ann's calling in about this. Hold on a second. Hey, Beth Ann?
You may have an answer.
Yeah, it's the Contender.
The Contender.
Jackie?
The Contender, I think, is another Rocky. Here he gives
hundreds
of handicapped people an opportunity to make $1 million and make a name for themselves.
So more handicapped people can
make a name for themselves. That's right.
So you take minorities of all of the United States. He went all over the United States, he and his brother, into the slums from North Carolina, all over. Anyone who really had the ability.
You're on dangerous ground now.
Yeah. Brain somebody.
The ones to get her talking about race.
Basically, married men with families who had a passion to box. But who the hell's going to look at them? They can maybe go 100 miles away and
she's
get
wound up today.
Saturday
she
night.
Is. She is.
Here they get $1 million jackpot and a chance each week. I watched the rehearsals. Nothing is framed, believe you me.
Oh, this is about the Cripple Show with Sly.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, amen. Yeah, very
before
good.
Before that. Well, right. Listen, Jackie, thank you for talking with us about that.
Pleasure.
Never known about that. Now, are you ready to pick the Oscars?
Yes, I have them all here.
Now, have you used your dogs? Or is this?
I use everything I have. Now,
good. Everything she has.
Movie. Now, remember, I have not been to any of these movies. I've been doing TV in Europe, so I haven't seen any of these. These are my psychic premonitions.
Right. Psychic premonitions for the Academy. For the
last year and the year before and year before and year before.
For the 77th Annual Academy Award.
Now, Mike, you got the same thing Beth Ann gave me. She gave us like 8,000 categories. You want to just do best picture, best actor and actress?
Yeah, let's do actor, actress.
Right, and you want to and I have the answers. What do you want first?
All right, how about best actor? Your nominees are...
Best actor, you're talking about male.
Yes, best actor, yes, best male actor in a leading role.
Don Cheadle.
You're not going to go for this. Samuel Jackson won, and best supporting DiCaprio.
Now, hold on a second. I don't see Sam Jackson
nominated. Ahead of us here. Let's give her the nominees for actor in a leading role.
Okay, and the nominees are...
The girls or the men?
The men.
We're doing the men.
Jackie?
The best actor.
Yes.
Samuel Jackson. Did you ever hear of his name?
All right,
okay,
that's a problem,
though. He's not nominated. Here's who's nominated.
He can't win.
Who the hell's nominated? He's going to win.
Okay, well, the nominees...
Who's nominated? Let me tell you. My son, Frank, has been nominated for 11 Grammys. He hasn't won one yet.
Well, Samuel Jackson isn't nominated for Best Actor in a leading role.
It doesn't matter.
Right out of the woodwork.
This would be the first time. So you're saying that in a history-making move, one of the non-nominated actors will win the Academy Award.
I think we've seen history made plenty of times.
Very good.
Screw Don Cheadle, Johnny Depp, Leonardo DiCaprio, Clint Eastwood, and Jamie Foxx. You still be Sam Jackson.
Yeah, why not?
Do you know what movie he'll win for?
Well, he's only in one.
Well, and what is it?
Oh, I don't know. Do you know?
Coach Carter?
Whatever it is.
Well, that one's just down now, Mike. I mean...
Well, Don, I'm just pulling it out of his
hair.
Much like Jacqueline did.
You didn't think Schwarzenegger would be trying to run for president. I said he will make a deal and they're going to change the rules. Yep. Okay.
Moving on to the Academy Awards.
What about Best Actress in a Leading Role?
Okay. Actress Hilary Swank, supporting, second is Annette Bening.
I know that she's got right.
Huh.
I mean, at least she's got the...
Well, your opinion now.
The category.
No, she does not.
She
has
a problem.
Annette Bening is not nominated in the supporting category.
We don't care what they are or not.
Okay, well, you're
under the impression just because they get they're nominated doesn't mean that somebody at the last minute can't just pull something out of a hat.
I'm sure you're not right.
So you're saying that it's going to be a total shock when Sam Jackson is announced, and then
two actresses win in the game. Now, what she's saying, perhaps...
Yeah, Spencer didn't have his prepared.
Yeah. Maybe, are you saying that both Annette Bening and Hilary Swank will win for Best Actress?
Absolutely.
Will it be a tie?
Oh, it'll be a tie.
Yeah.
All right.
But how does Sam Jackson win? He's not nominated.
If I had time, I'd go ask my dog.
You'd ask your dog. You don't have time.
All right, Jackie, finally, Best Picture. Here are the nominees.
Aviator.
The Aviator?
I haven't seen any of them. I mean, actually, be the last one I've
What is the one you picked for Best Picture?
Yeah, Aviator.
The Aviator.
Well, who did you pick?
We like the Aviator as well.
I haven't even seen it. I don't even like him, so... Mm-hmm.
It's great. The Aviator is great.
Fantastic.
Tells me to pick the movie when I don't like the person.
Yeah, we understand.
There you go. So again, the picks are Sam Jackson.
I have great affection for the Aviator.
It's Sam Jackson, Annette Bening, and who splits it with Annette Bening?
Annette Bening and Hilary Swank.
And then the Aviator.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now let me tell you something.
What's that, Jackie?
It's not my style. You know, many of these things. It's not my personal opinion.
No, it's. I mean, you're actually getting that through your dog.
Actually, half the stuff I don't like.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What's the last movie you saw that you did like?
You know something? I'm dying to go. I'll tell you this: Battle Axe. That looks something like. Also stands a chance of coming up for a nomination. That English actress that looks like Debbie Reynolds on a bad day.
That Battle Axe.
Did you get a chance to see $1 Million Baddie?
Nope. I've been out of the country.
Yeah, okay.
That's right.
Anything.
European TV.
Did you see Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
I'll tell you why. Well, listen, when I said that who would come in winning number one, and no one believed it was, who's that Wonder One that was married to...
How about that movie Hotel Ramada? Have you seen that with Don Cheadle?
I have not seen one movie.
Hotel Ramada is supposed to be really good.
Supposed to be good.
I know, but I don't go by that. I get... My ball, my tarot cards, my dog, we all sit on these films.
Oh, her crystal ball.
Crystal ball, absolutely.
How about the director? Are you interested in that?
Yeah, how about that?
Sure.
Let's go with
the... All right, who's the best
director?
Either
one of the two, Eastwood or Sikorsky.
Martin Sikorsky?
It's going to be a toss-up.
I like Martin
Sikorsky.
I like Martin Sikorsky, too.
Well,
then who's the winner? It's going to be one of those two guys. Who do you go for?
One of the two. It's almost going to be a tie.
Oh, another tie.
Possibly.
I mean, when I say a tie, I mean a tie.
All right, there are lots of ties there. And then Samuel Jackson will be Jackson will be turning the world on its ear.
Why do you say that's so unusual? You know?
It's never happened.
Well, you're going by what normal the rules. Well,
right.
Rules are made to be broken.
Absolutely.
I guess so. But Jackie, here's the thing. Could you just tell us the film that Sam Jackson from his body of work from the last year would be nominated from?
No, I cannot.
Hey, Buzz, could you do a...
Let me see what I can come up with.
I go to all the Sam Jackson movies. I can't believe... Was it SWAT last year?
All I know is that I put my hands on his movies on the sheet, and I got some nice vibrations.
That's sweet.
You know?
Yeah. Okay, so that's it. What we'd like to do is call you the day after the Oscars.
Well, they do, and why not?
Yeah, we'd love to. Then check your track record here.
And compare
what you were right about George
about
Bush.
98%.
That's good.
And I haven't seen any of these movies, so it's not a case that I'm going there and becoming a movie critic.
Well, I'm telling you.
I wouldn't know how to be a movie critic, because I give them all an A for trying.
I think you'd like Hotel Ramada. It's a movie that really says a lot about some people going through some tough times in a Ramada Inn.
And I think she's right on about Hilary Swank.
You know what the real feel-good?
I like to see movies. The type of movies I really like to see are like The Rocky. The people that basically have show that basically stand a chance.
What you need to see then is Are We There Yet?
Okay.
That's a really good one.
All right, well, listen, Jackie, as always, it's been great talking to you. Right. What are your dogs' names again, ma'am?
All right. These dogs are going to get a very big commercial very soon.
Good. Yes. Oh, that's good.
Don't you see? Listen, I have people look at the website. I'm not selling things. At least you can see my...
We'll link it to ours.
People whose predictions I've done.
We'll link it to ours, but please give it as well right now.
www.JacquelineStallone.com.
Very good. We will have everybody go to your website.
Look at all the pictures of my whole family from age one to now.
And a very sexy picture of you.
In a bathtub.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Baby. Here she is.
Yeah, now.
Buzz has it up there now. Yes.
Right now. The screensaver.
Look at Frankie's website and you'll get all about Sylvester on it.
Very good.
FrankStallone.com.
All right.
All about the poor crippled Sly. Well, we'll call you the day after the Oscars.
You too, boys. I love to hear from my hometown. I was born and raised in that town.
Thank you. Thank you, Jacqueline.
See, I've got the Sam Jackson from this year. He was in...
Don't worry, he was at it.
He was in The Incredibles. He was a voice.
Yeah.
He was also a voice in the video games.
See, at least you go to the movies.
Grand Theft Auto. He was in Kill Bill 2.
Right.
He was in Twisted. I saw that with Ashley, what's her name, or one of those
girls. My wife, Judd.
Yeah.
Ashley
and,
Judd.
And SWAT was last year.
Sweet. Sweet. I'm sorry, Mike.
Well, you boys will have to do your homework.
Yeah, we'll sure. We will. Jackie, I'm sorry that we came unprepared to this segment.
Well, that's the way to go.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Jake.
People don't want it scripted. They want to be able to say, hey, like you just walked into your front room and started talking to them.
And can I just say something as a parent?
Yes.
I'm very glad that you did not put your son away.
I wouldn't consider
after the doctors.
Put the doctors away first.
After they grabbed those ice picks and yanked him out.
Oh, they have called. Then they went. Listen, you know how many times for years I went to the doctors. They wanted to operate on this kid. Let us do an operation. I said, absolutely not. Well, then he's autistic. Put him away because you're nothing going to have pain. And put him away while he's little so you'll never suffer.
Oh.
He's very young. I said, no, I can't do that.
Yeah, good for you.
Now, what would have happened if I'd done?
The world would not have rocked.
That's right. Yes, and also let's not forget that other movie, no pun intended, Oscar.
Yes.
Your son did a great movie named Oscar, Sly did.
Stop and My Mom Will Shoot.
I love that one.
Well, that was a story about my behavior and him. A lot of that was true. The dog was that he gave me was he stole it from a pet shop for Christmas for him when he didn't have any money.
He's great.
The dog's name was Leg McMuffin. Remember the song, I Must Have That Doggy in the Window?
Yeah,
right. He was so poor, kept saying, what do you want for Christmas? What do you do that
time? I don't know.
So I said, a dog.
Okay.
We'll run
back
to you.
Thanks, Jackie.
He goes on Fifth Avenue, swipe.
Thanks.
They haven't asked for the money either.
Thanks. Talk to you after the Oscars, honey.
Take care, Jack.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You put your headphones back on now, Mike.
All right, Jesus. Charming.
Oh, great. I tell you, she's 4-star.
She is. She's a good one.
She is.
She's always
a
delight. I didn't mean to take my headphones off.
Sam Jackson.
Mm-hmm. Wow, run away.
That's your winner. And Aviator.
And the Aviator.
But don't forget about Sly being deformed.
Yes, and corroborated the whole story.
Confirmed. Didn't even know anything about it.
There you go.
Still crippled today, but man did somehow to get it done.
Well, they told me to put him away.
Really, seriously, how come he's not had her locked up somewhere?
Well, he couldn't have locked me up. I just put on Europe on TV.
Do you think she had her head wrapped? Do you remember when she came by our show?
Turban. I got a beautiful head of hair.
Anyway, that's
a picture of me on the tub.
We'll link that to our website.
Samuel Jackson. The rules were made to be broken.
It's funny that she'd be talking about someone with a deformed face.
Oh, all right. A way to ruin a beautiful segment.
Oh, okay.
I'm not taking you
to the Aviator.
There you go. Have you seen the picture of her really in the bathtub?
Oh, yes.
Baby.
A very, very nice picture.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike, free FM.
Making that trip in and around town, you're going to find a long line of delays on the outer loop of the Beltway near Branch Avenue. Only two lanes are getting by an accident there to the left. Outer loop, it's slow near Branch Avenue. And on the inner loop, you'll find it slow near Pennsylvania Avenue. A crispy tender chicken with bold blends of chipotle spices and fresh toppings on a honey wheat roll. Hungry yet? McDonald's new spicy chicken. I'm loving it. That's participating McDonald's. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
Free FM 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Chick Hernandez here from Comcast Sportsnet. Tonight, your Washington Capitals take on the Montreal Canadiens at 7, followed by Sports Night at 10, the heart of local sport. Cap 7, Sports Night at 10, only on Comcast Sportsnet.
Find a seat with a comfortable leg, because you won't be leaving it. Fox Monday, television's two most intense dramas, are now on one night. Prison Break returns with all new episodes, followed by 24, first on Prison Break.
Getting you out of here, if possible. mind if you just end the place.
The man killed the vice president's brother.
I was set on.
We're 36 hours from his execution.
There's only one person who can really stop this execution.
Now, the trouble they face on the inside is nothing compared to what's waiting for them on the outside.
We are all screwed.
The fall's most thrilling new show returns with all new episodes. Prison Break. Then, on an all-new 24, the city of Los Angeles is under martial law.
Terrorists operating within our borders will strike again.
And its fate is in the hands of a mysterious woman.
Everyone is the same.
This isn't a game, ladies. We're running out of time.
It's an all-new 24, right after the return of Prison Break.
It all starts tonight at 8 p.m. on Fox 5. Then stay tuned for the Fox 5 News at 10.
Connect coast to coast on the world's largest walkie-talkie network at AdCom, your Sprint-authorized representative. With instant access to more than 17 million people on the Nextel National Network, and with the free incoming plan, all your incoming calls are free while on the Nextel National Network. Nationwide walkie-talkie access is even included. Stop by AdCom, your Sprint-authorized representative, to save up to $150 on select Nextel phones featuring today's most popular features. See AdCom on the web at adcomcellular.com or in person at one of the many Northern Virginia locations.
In Woodbridge, call AdCom at 703-490-8898. That's 703-490-8898.
AdCom, solving all of your communication needs. Offer ends 4206. Not available everywhere. Requires in-store purchase and a new two-year subscriber agreement. Phone subject to availability. $36 activation and $200 termination fees apply. Restrictions apply. Phones by Motorola.
Does the Washington real estate market have you confused? Is it going up or going down? Was there a bubble or not? If you're thinking of buying or selling, you've probably got questions. Or maybe you're just curious about how much your house is worth. Find the answers in the Washington Post Mega Real Estate Weekend. 2 days packed with information about the current market. This Saturday, in the real estate section, read article after article on finding the right mortgage, whether to buy or rent, how to sell your home, and other advice you'll need to make decisions in the local housing market now. Then Sunday, look for the annual Housing Outlook section. It's filled with information county by county, zip code by zip code, and stories about people who are buying and selling right now. From Prince George's to Prince William, from Frederick to Fairfax. All in the Washington Post Mega Real Estate Weekend.
Being a head of a small company is everything from fixing the fax machine to making a deal with a large retailer that's going to buy lots of your product.
Julie Tucker and Jennifer Elias, founders Smarts Co. Games.
There would be times when Julie would just go out in her truck and take games over to this little store and help them out and help us out. It was never any questions asked. She would just go and do it.
I'm so generous. Christmas is a very important season for us, and we need to pay our printers before we get paid by our customers. So we have a cash flow shortage, and getting a line of credit to help with that cash flow from American Express has been instrumental in allowing us to grow our business.
Open Arms is how small business owners approach their customers and how American Express raised Jen and Julie's credit line overnight during peak season. To see how American Express can serve your business, visit open.com or call 800-NOW-OPEN. Not all card members qualify for an increase. Terms and conditions apply.
March Madness at Coons and Manassas means huge Coons discounts on over 10 and a half acres of new Buicks, Pontiacs, and GMC trucks, including the all-new 2007 GMC Yukon, Pontiac G6, and Buick Lucerne. As a GM Leader of Distinction Award winner, Coons and Manassas not only provides big selection and savings, but great customer first service, too. We are professional grade.
Doing business the right way every day.
With Coons Customer First, you get guaranteed availability of advertised specials, $500 in service discounts, exclusive oil change program, free car wash with every service visit, loaner cars with major service, and the exclusive Coons Lifetime Warranty on vehicle repairs. Experience Customer First and grab huge savings right now at the area's largest Buick Pontiac GMC dealer during March Madness at Coons of Manassas.
Doing business the right way.
I-66 and Business Route 234 or grabthewheel.com.
Dish Network satellite TV for me, for us, all of us. We'll get sports, movies, sports, and cartoons, too. Yeah, that'll be great for me, us.
Sign up now for the Dish Family Programming Package at Radio Shack and get 40 channels for only $19.99 a month. And only at Radio Shack, get half off activation instantly.
Good with credit approval through 4106 at participating stores. Activation fee, residency, and other restrictions apply. Equipment must be returned upon cancellation, subject to change without notice. Void where prohibited. Details in store.
Julie Louis-Dreyfus is the new American mom, single.
What do you call somebody who believes they should meet somebody naturally without being set up?
Lonely?
Dating.
Wow, you're tall.
Not if you stand further away.
And getting more and more desperate.
I have this thing where I can't eat food that's been touched by another person.
Of course you do.
Brought my own chicken.
The New Adventures of Old Christine. After new episodes of The King of Queens, How I Met Your Mother, and 2 1/2 Men. CBS Tonight.
Just that moment, you know, when she first crossed my path, man. What a feeling that was. She moves me.
The way that her skin looks to me, she truly is the closest thing I've seen to an angel.
Everything about her is fantastic. Her skin is really smooth. I sound like an idiot.
You never know how a woman's glow will affect a man. And now every woman can enhance her glow with new Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with Skin Brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample of Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion while supplies last.
The road to perfection. What exactly would that entail? Chandelier street lamps? A toll booth that hands you money? Traffic lights that are forever green? Nice. But how about something that's actually obtainable? The Lexus ES. Closer to perfection than ever before. With a comprehensive network of computers and sensors to guide available features like heated and cooled front seats, rain-sensing windshield wipers, and a rear sunshade that automatically lowers in reverse. Even a memory system for both the driver and front passenger that recalls seat and outside mirror positions. In other words, the road to perfection is closer than you think. Especially starting at $32,950, as described as $34,440. The ES at your Washington area Lexus dealer.
MSRP includes delivery, processing, and handling fee. Includes taxes, title, license, and other optional equipment. Actual dealer price may vary.
The 5th Annual Naval IT Day is almost here. March 30th at the Sheridan Premier in Tyson's Corner. Brought to you by FC Innova. This year's theme is exploiting the network to empower the warfighter. How do we accelerate ForceNet? Come hear keynotes from the Secretary of the Navy, the VCNO, the Fleet Forces Commander and the Second Fleet Commander, the N8, the PEOC-4I, and many others. Plus, a very special parallel program for small businesses. Naval IT Day sponsors include Accenture, Booz Allen Hamilton, Cisco Systems, Micromuse, Oracle, SAP, Bearing Point, CSC, EDS, General Dynamics, IBM, Mantech International, Nortel Government Solutions, STG, and Teradata Government Systems. To register for Naval IT Day, visit www.fcinnova.org and use coupon code 2310 or call 703-549-6911. And remember, FC Innova is your link to the local, regional, and national defense community.
Just that moment, you know, when she first crossed my path, man. What a feeling that was. She moves me.
The way that her skin looks to me, she truly is the closest thing I've seen to an angel.
Everything about her is fantastic. Her skin is really smooth. I sound like an idiot.
You never know how a woman's glow will affect a man. And now every woman can enhance her glow with new Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with Skin Brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample of Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion while supplies last.
The John and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
May I help you?
Yes. This is not the best breakfast I ever ate, and I'd like my money back.
I believe you have to fill out a form for that.
No, I'd like my money back now.
I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. You see, I have to fill out a form, and, well, you ate most of it already, so...
See that sign? It says 100% guaranteed. You know what the meaning of guarantee is? Did they teach you that here?
Sir, if you just wait a minute.
Look, just put your little hand back in the cash register and give me my $2.75 back, please, Brad.
Sir, if you just give me a minute, I'll find the forms. I'll take care of everything.
I don't have a minute. You've made me late enough. I am so tired of dealing with incompetence. It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
Mister, if you don't shut up, I'm
going to
kick 100% of your ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
Yes, a second time. The best of Don and Mike. And we are continuing on this fine Monday evening. I'm your host, Legendary Joe Arnger, with you. And we'll just get right back into it. Don has a fight or a flight with Forrest Gump. Let's check it out. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Days on a boat with my wife. It started with the plane trip down to Miami, where we were going to catch the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife is kind of like Mike, a spastic flyer. And she's not had a Valium.
Right.
She's not had a drink.
Right.
She says, I think we're going to be okay here.
And it's terrible because she, you know, like I am knocking over things when the stewardess comes by. And spastic flyer.
Yeah. You are a spastic flyer. Like, arms going left, you know.
Help me!
bitch. It's half that and half
Tourette's.
We're making our way, and like, of course, we're in row 28. We got C's, B, A, and C, okay? So we get back there, and I say, oh, can I have the aisle seat, please?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So I'm on the aisle, Frida's next to me, and there's a window seat next to her. Guy comes down. Guy kind of looks like from that show, Saved by the Bell.
Okay.
Kind of looks like Screech.
Little Screech-esque. All right, all
right. However, let me also, as I'm going to paint with the... I don't know what that is.
I bet it's right.
Is that Poison Ivy?
It is.
Right. The guy also kind of looks like he's got maybe a little Middle East in him.
Okay.
Actually, he's a cross between... He looked more like Adam Sandler.
Okay. That makes sense. And you could make a case for Adam Sandler looks a little...
Retarded.
Boy-tardy.
So, the guy comes down. Okay, we'll just let this go.
Right,
Poison Ivy, thank you. So the guy...
But he's noticeable.
The guy comes by, and he says, is this the seat? Is this 28C? And this is how he spoke in this manner. I didn't immediately know the guy's retarded.
Mm-hmm. Enthusiasm.
So he's excited. He's like a little kid getting on a plane. Right. He's about 20 years old.
Right.
And, you know, he's dressed like Kevin Arnold from the Wonder Years.
Okay.
And he sits down. He gets his seatbelt on, and the first thing he does, he takes out the pamphlet, and he starts reading about all the emergency exits.
Good for him.
Except he's reading them out loud.
Oh, dear.
He's sitting on the plane, and he's going, there are four emergency exits on this plane. Two in the starboard, and two in the... And whatever, and he's saying...
Like, really loud?
Well, loud enough that Frieden and I can hear him.
Okay.
He's reading to himself, but, you know, we're sitting right freaking next to him.
Mm-hmm.
So then... I still don't know the guy's retarded. And he's talking to Frida. He puts the little thing back in the pocket, and he says, I was on an airplane 3 weeks ago. Now, this is where the first sign for me mm-hmm. came. That we had, like, and he was high-functional,
uh-huh.
very Forrest Gumpy, very look on the... On the sunny side of life type guy.
A very friendly.
Good.
Happy.
Tard. Mm-hmm. And once he started talking about that he had been on an airplane before, he started asking questions like, how fast do you think we're going to go?
Mm-hmm.
This is a fast airplane. I hope that the pilot's a good pilot.
Oh, boy.
He says, I have been on two airplanes before. I will be going on an airplane to San Diego later this month.
Mm-hmm.
I will see my mom and dad in May.
All right.
I am going to college. I mean, all of this is just stream of consciousness.
And your wife is the buffer in between this
right.
gentleman and you?
So, as the plane takes off, it's a little bumpy. It was windy this day that we were leaving D.C., and it's a little bumpy. And Frida's flipped out, and, you know, she's squeezing my hand when we go over the turbulence. And the guy, Corky, keeps saying to Frida, bump! He says very loud. He goes...
He says it out loud, bump?
Yeah, I swear to God. He goes, bump! That, have you noticed that? That it goes bump a lot? Bump! There it is again. Bump! Hey, look. I can see lightning outside. Do you see lightning? Look out there. There's a light on the edge of the... Wow! Boom! Lightning!
Oh, my God.
Bump! Bump! Meanwhile, now at this point, I've figured out, you know,
yeah,
okay.
There's an issue.
Put it together. Sitting next to Forrest Gump.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God, my wife is sitting next to him. So what I do is, I just put on my headphones,
mm-hmm.
got out my little handheld thing, and started, here's a shock, of playing...
Unzip the back of your seat and crawl in.
playing the John Madden game.
Right.
Uh-huh. And pretended to fall asleep. I used to do this with Mike all the time, mm-hmm. when we first would travel together.
Right.
Mike would have a couple of beers, talk about the Red Sox.
And I'd be going, bump!
I would pretend I'd fall asleep, so I pretend I'm falling asleep. And I take the headphones off, and I notice now that my wife is really engrossed in conversation with this guy. That right. Like I say, he's not a total tard, because he's going to some school and he can get on an airplane by himself.
Sure,
for
good,
God's
good
sakes, and he can. But every other thing,
he have a box of chocolates.
Every other thing with him is, boom, ow. Oh, that's a big... Oh, look, I see water out there. Do you see water out there?
Being a phobic flyer, like your wife, she must have been going a little nuts, I would think.
Now, what I'm doing in the last 15 minutes of the flight is I've got a piece of paper and a pencil, and the more he talks, and there was some rough weather going into Miami, and again, he was, you know, going to boom. Boy, the plane sure does shake a lot, does it? Oh, look, fasten seatbelt sign. No going to the bathroom now. No going to the bathroom now. You know, I was on an airplane one time, and I was walking to the bathroom, and the woman said, oh, see that sign? Seatbelt, go back. So, I mean, he's giving her this
Is this running dialogue the entire length
yes,
of the flight?
Oh. 2.5 hours.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So, what I did was I sat next to my wife, and I wrote down. I had my headphones on, but I wasn't listening to anything because I could hear this guy with my headphones on. I wrote down, I think the first number I wrote was 76.
I know what you're doing.
So I write down the number, and my tray table is out in front of me, and I just leave it there for my wife to see. She does not notice this. And I'm listening to the conversation continue with the guy. And what happens is, as he talks, as he speaks, what I would do is I'd get out the pen, I would go, very discreetly, I would put an X through the 76, and if he said something good, I would like go, 81. Then he would say something else, and I go,
knock him down.
Put another X through it and be down like to 73. Now, she's engrossed with conversation with him. She doesn't see that by the time that she sees I've written and crossed through 76, 81, 73, I'm down to 68.
Right.
Because of what they're, the topic that they're on. She looks over at this piece of paper. She looks at it. She says, you are awful. Stop it. That's all I get was just because he's right there. She has a maybe a fraction of a second to look at the piece of paper,
right.
Identify what it is that I'm doing. That's awful. Turn around and go, really, tell me more. And meanwhile, he's going, boom, 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 up and down, up and down. The plane is going up and down. The plane, we are going in and out. Wow, have you ever been on a plane before? I have been. Meanwhile, I'm now riding in the 50s. I got like 57 down.
I think if you're down in that area, he's not able to have conversation.
I believe, and Frida didn't care much about this, I did average out the numbers.
What was the average you got there?
He averaged to a 74.
Yeah, there you go, right in that Forrest Gump range.
So, he got off the airplane, and I would have been happy following him around for the rest of the day, because I was curious to see how he would respond. In a real life situation. I mean, he put on his little backpack.
Of course.
That's another thing. Like, he's dressed like Gilligan. I think I said like Kevin Arnold.
Kevin Arnold meets Gilligan?
Yeah, I mean, he's got on like the golf shirt that's a little bit too small for him. He's big and lanky, and he's got like a My Little Pony or some type of, well, not a My Little Pony, but their Jan is totally
kind
fabric.
Of a, maybe an elementary school backpack that's a little too small for him.
But for a big boy.
Right.
For a big, you know, for like a 7 or 8 year old boy.
Did he have any crackers? It's always a sign, you know. I mean, Cheerios. That's you know, Cheerios or like little peanuts or anything.
No, he didn't. Oh, but he did. Oh boy, did he love the free bags?
He liked the snacks,
the pretzels. Little snacks with the pretzels and stuff in them. And we were flying on TED, which, as you know, is the cheapest of all airlines.
Yeah, there you go.
So you'd be lucky that you get a bag of anything on TED. And he opened those bags like they were gold. They were gold. I didn't have a thing to drink on the plane.
So he enjoyed. He wasn't frightened though, right? No, he was just talking.
He could have been in a tsunami. And
right.
Would have
been
that,
happy.
Look at that wave. Boom. There's a wave. Boom. Look at the people. Boom. Drowning. Boom.
He's enjoying himself.
Yeah. I bet you could have gotten him frightened if you tried.
Oh, God. You.
Do you see that on the wing? What was that? I'm sure it's fine.
You want to turn it into a Twilight Zone?
Absolutely. See, here's the thing, Robbie. I gave that a thought because he was talking when we were going through lightning about something being on the wing.
Right.
I gave it a thought, but I mean this. He was so good-natured.
Yeah, wouldn't have phased
it. I could have said King Kong is out on the wing, and he would have said, King Kong's a monkey, big monkey, boom!
Did the fact that your wife was engaging him in conversation, did it take away from her phobic flying, or did it make it worse?
When we got off the airplane, she needed, I don't know, 30 or 40 seconds, like to almost to physically wash herself of everything. It's like she'd been next to him 2.5 hours nonstop chatting. We got off the airplane. I said, oh, come on, we got to follow him. She said, no, just give me just a second. She stood there for just a second. She said, whew.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I'm ready.
She's ready to continue with the vacation. But very tiring.
But we started with a great, and I couldn't believe my luck. I couldn't believe my luck. You know, and one day we'll all be able to use our cell phones on airplanes.
Right. Soon.
And on those days, I would have loved to have called you guys.
And just play it.
And just say.
Just put the phone down and let us listen.
You would not believe. Now, Frida brought a tape recorder with her on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
We, of course, had no idea we'd have a retarded guy sitting next to us on an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
But we did manage to get some tape. I'll bring it in tomorrow from the cruise ship of the absolute worst comedian that we've ever seen on a cruise ship.
Good.
And it's the second time.
You usually get the best comedians on cruise ships.
Like you usually get the top talent of the field. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Pre-event, Don and Mike.
The outer loop of the Beltway continues to be a slow ride for travelers from Georgia Avenue on around to 270, 355. Also, you'll find it slow on the inner loop from 66 off and on to 270. Toyota owners, see your participating dealer through March for a four-wheel alignment special for the Toyota suggested price of $89.95. Ask about the oil filter and brake inspection specials. I'm Michelle Hughes on the Don and Mike Show, Free FM 106.7 WJFK.
106.7freefm.com.
BG products will make your car run better, and the junkies will make your day run better. BG products, sponsors of the junkies.
It's the universal question that sometimes sounds selfish, but always makes sense. What's in it for me? A fair question. So what is in it for you to come to Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers? The same thing that's in here for every one of our customers. Somewhere in the city, there is the best diamond for the money, whether it's $1,000 or 100 times that. Our customers search for that diamond, just like you do. They find it here, at the place with the most diamonds and the most diamond for the money in this town. Over 8,000 carats of diamonds, over 3,000 ideal cut diamonds from a half to 12 carats, all at our importer's price, about half. And if it's diamond jewelry, it's us also. We showcase 50 of the world's finest designers. And that's what's in it for you. Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers. In Falls Church and Bethesda. On the web at wherethediamondsare.com. On the phone, 1-800-419-GEMS. 1-800-419-GEMS.
All this week, it's critically acclaimed, Emmy Award winning, and really, really funny.
During the commercial, I got spanked.
The Who's Crew is back with all new episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? Only on ABC Family.
World's worst hitchhikers to give a ride to.
You hear voices when you bite into a burrito?
Five never-before-seen episodes of the Laugh Out Loud, Make It Up on the Spot Comedy Spectacular.
Magically delicious.
For a full week, ABC Family presents brand new episodes of one of television's most outrageous comedies.
Are you a man or a woman? You have to guess.
Get ready for all new jokes.
Nobody wears underwear like you.
All new sketches.
Don't touch my sauerkraut.
All new funny.
What does that entail?
We'll have to shave your whole body.
And the only place to see it is on ABC Family. A full week of never-before-seen episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway? All this week at 10, only on ABC Family.
I've always been a Wawa coffee lover, but nothing's affected me like Wawa's new coffee cup and their Get Caught with the Cup Instant Win game and online sweepstakes. With the Get Caught with the Cup Instant Win game and online sweepstakes, if you're holding a Wawa coffee in the new Wawa coffee cup when the Wawa cup crew spots you, you could win a chance at $1 million. That's $1 million, which I'm going for full throttle. So to increase my odds for Wawa's cup crew to catch me, I'm drinking my favorite Wawa coffee in the new Wawa cup nonstop. That's lots of fresh coffee to drink. And holding a cup all day isn't easy, like when showering or playing guitar. But on the other hand, no pun intended, I drink my favorite coffee constantly. I'm more productive, and I kick out a mean hip-hop rap at social occasions. Besides, it's easy money, sort of. I simply wait for the Wawa Cup crew and drink delicious Wawa coffee in the new cup and walk around. Okay, I run really, really, really fast, but you don't win standing still, do you? At Wawa.com, you'll get all the details and learn about other great prizes, which makes it even more worthwhile to grab a new cup with fresh coffee. So I'm hooked. And $1 million, well, that's what I dream about. Okay, I would if I slept.
The Wawa Get Caught with the Cup Instant Win Game and Online Sweepstakes. Details in store or at Wawa.com.
No purchase necessary. Must be a resident of Delaware, Maryland, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, or Virginia. Ends April 9th, 2006.
It's the biggest theatrical event since 937 AD. Monty Python's Spamalot. The new musical, lovingly ripped off from the film classic Monty Python and the Holy Grail, is coming to D.C. The 2005 Tony Award-winning Best Musical rides into the National Theater this June, but this engagement is strictly limited. There will be just 5 weeks of performances, only 29 days of bliss, a mere 39 chances to join King Arthur and his knights as their quest for the Grail brings them to Washington, and face-to-face with cows, coconuts, killer rabbits, and French people. Monty Python's Spamalot will be at the National Theater June 6th through July 9th, but tickets are on sale now. Call 800-447-7400 or visit telecharge.com today for your tickets to Monty Python's Spamalot.
What is Nissan now? It's bold design. From the sculpted Nissan Murano to the sleek 350Z. It's athletic utility. From the Xterra 2006 Motor Transport Utility of the Year to the Armada with 8 seats and a big V8 engine. It's awesome power. From the Nissan Maxima with a 265 horsepower V6 to the Titan Nissan 305 horsepower full-size pickup. This is Nissan Now. And this is the Nissan Now National Sales Event. It's your chance to get outstanding offers on every Nissan. Like on the 2006 Altima 2.5S with a special edition package. Lease Altima for just $199 a month for 36 months with $2,579 initial payment. Get to your Nissan dealer now. Event ends March 31st. Nissan, shift your ride. For well-qualified lessees, tax, title, and license extra, call 1-888-858-8319 for Altima lease and maximum horsepower details. Offer ends 4306.
Tonight on E!, Ryan Seacrest and Juliana DePandy have the headlines. Paris and Nicole lead the simple life, and a little someone named Mango takes over late night.
Cool, Mango!
First up at 7, if you want to know what young Hollywood's up to, don't miss E! News with Ryan Seacrest and Juliana DePandy.
We've got all the Hollywood hookups.
Tonight, he's the lucky guy who landed on 3 of the hottest TV shows. Jeffrey Dean Morgan talks to us about working on Grey's Anatomy, Weeds, and Supernatural. Plus, we're there when Paris works the catwalk at L.A. Fashion Week. Then at 9, Paris and Nicole hit the road. Drivers and pedestrians of America, you've been warned. The Simple Life Weeknight. Then, it's Mango Madness Week on Saturday Night Live. Every night at 11, Mango seduces us with burning looks.
Mango.
Short or short.
My Mango.
And his, Mango-ness. The shows you love every night of the week. It all starts tonight at 7 with E! News. We love it, too.
Does opportunity have a hometown? Where does it live? In small towns? Big cities? Does it live in a brick ranch or clapboard farmhouse or midtown loft? A small business or a global corporation? Does it rent or own? At BB&T, we see opportunity living everywhere. Whether it's a checking account, business line of credit, protecting your family financially, or growing your money. We believe every financial decision you make, every transaction, is an opportunity. If your bank doesn't see it that way, you should see us. Stop by one of our local financial centers. Call 1-800-BANK-BBT or visit bbt.com. Banking, insurance, investments, BB&T. There's opportunity here. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Only deposit products for FDIC insured.
You ever fart so hard your back cracks?
He's rude.
That smell familiar?
He's crude.
You don't want me eating that next to an open flame.
And in his first movie, he's gonna...
Get her nuts.
Larry the Cable Guy is on the job.
I'm the health inspector.
Are you kidding me?
And coming to the big screen.
You want
to
close your eyes and pretend it's not happening?
That's what she said.
Now, whether it's sushi...
Fish and wow. You trying to poison these folks in here?
Or sex toys.
According to the C-section of the penile code, these edible underbreakers need to be refrigerated.
It'll stop at nothing.
I was appalled.
To offend everyone.
Keeping people from blowing chunks and f***ing on themselves is pretty much all I ever been good at.
Lionsgate and Parallel Entertainment Pictures present...
You got one of them toilets where it chews cold water up your...
Larry the Cable Guy, health inspector.
There's a snow cone vendor out there not wearing a bra.
Is that a violation?
No, but it makes me want to get a snow cone.
Rated PG-13 for crude humor and a bunch of other stuff like that.
I can do this all day.
In theaters everywhere, Friday.
Just that moment, you know, when she first crossed my path, man. What a feeling that was. She moves me.
The way that her skin looks to me, she truly is the closest thing I've seen to an angel.
Everything about her is fantastic. Her skin is really smooth. I sound like an idiot.
You never know how a woman's glow will affect a man. And now every woman can enhance her glow with new Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with Skin Brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample of Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion while supplies last.
Charleston Alexander Diamond Importers in Bethesda and Falls Church. WhereTheDiamondsAre.com or 1-800-419-GEMS.
The 06 Volvo XC70. $399 monthly lease, 36 months, $42.94 due at signing. Taxes, title, license extra. 20 cents per mile over 10,500 miles per year. 877-24-VOLVO.
Wine lovers, great wine deals continue at World Market. This Saturday only, save 20% on all domestic Chardonnay. Find great names like Kendall Jackson, La Crema, and many more. Drink responsibly.
The John and Mike Show.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Right. It's the best of Don and Mike, and we are just about finished for today, but we've got one more segment for you. I've been your host, the legendary Joe Ardinger, and I will see you tomorrow for more fun and shenanigans. Now let's get right back into it. Don plays Cigar CSI on his cruise. It's the best of Don and Mike.
One Prozac a day.
Well, listen to this. We get to Miami. We get on the boat. We've been on this boat not even 15 minutes. I got a nice room with a nice deck.
Mm-hmm.
The boat's not left the goddamn port yet. I'm sitting out on the deck. We've got a little deck there with two chairs in our room. And I'm out on the deck having a cigar. Telephone rings. Frida picks it up. Hello, she goes, oh, they're calling us already. Mm-hmm. You know, the boat's not even going to take off for another
right.
4 hours. Hello? Yes. Well, yes, it is. Yes, okay, I'll tell him. You know, meanwhile, I think it's like they're calling the concierge saying, you're Mr. Fabulous, you know, you're going to send up a bottle of champagne.
Yes, getting ready to start your holiday.
She said, well, here's great news. That's the first complaint about your cigar smoke.
Oh, wow.
I said, you're effing me. I said, I'm on a cruise ship.
Yeah.
I'm outside on a deck outside of our little room. She said, well, all I know is that one of our neighbors called and complained.
Oh, dear.
So what this
happy
was,
boating.
So this started...
Happy cruising.
This started the CSI phase
right.
of our vacation. Because I'm determined to find out now which of the neighbors it is who 15 minutes into a cruise wants to rat me out for smoking a cigar out on my deck.
Well, your odds are pretty good of finding the person. How many cabins do they have on one of those decks?
Well, here's the thing. There were two... It was a very small proximity.
Sure.
There were people who could have even smelled the cigar smoke. It was
right.
windy outside. Just someone busting balls. There were two to the right and two below us. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, it was the uptight divorcee from across the hall. And I only know this because Frida will tell you this. For 2 days...
Mrs. Bloom in the parlor with the candlestick.
Let me just say this. While I was quarantined, and I'll tell you about that in a moment, that
oh,
happened
wow.
again on a show.
Oh, no.
While I was quarantined, I did a lot of snooping around. I was in our room, I'm on the deck, and I'm normally not very gregarious, I'm not outgoing on these things. I'm an introvert anyway, and I like talking to people. But I'm so pissed that we've been on the boat for 15 minutes, and the boat's not even going to leave for another 4 hours, and somebody's ratted me out. And
Is it illegal? I mean, are you...
No.
I mean, is it against the rules
no,
that you go out on the deck?
No, it says we encourage guests to smoke only up in the public areas. That's
right.
I mean, they're vague
mm-hmm.
about it in this
right.
book on the boat. So I've got some time on my hands because I was sick. I'll tell you about that in a second. And I look over and I see in the room next to us, down their little deck, my goddamn, if there's not an ashtray there and if there aren't cigarettes there. I come inside and I say to Frida, oh, you're not going to believe this. The people next door, either they're the biggest hypocrites on the planet or I'm going to rule them out as suspects because they are hooving cigarettes over there
right.
right friggin' now. So for about a day, I had to build up the courage to stick my head on this little partition thing, kind of lean over the side of the boat and go, hi, Did you turn me in for smoking a cigar? God damn if I didn't.
As you just rattle the deck.
She is a 57-year-old grandma from Knoxville, Tennessee.
And she wasn't the culprit?
Her name is Mary Ann. Uh-huh. She's a redhead. She couldn't have been more wonderful than Buzz. You would love her. Because I said to her, somebody ratted me out about smoking a cigar. And she said, honey, I don't care what you smoke, anything you want.
God bless her.
So right away, I know it's not her. Uh-huh. So now I'm thinking, maybe it's the people in the next room down.
Mm-hmm.
Except I see the old guy.
Are you being like CSI, where you're seeing which way the wind is blowing,
yes,
and you're kind of measuring,
yes,
where it might go?
And I'm noticing now that the people in the cabin, two cabins down, he's out there smoking a Chesterfield. So I'm thinking, wait a minute, this can't be. Because what I did with the grandma next door was I said, hey, I couldn't help but noticing that you're enjoying a fine tobacco product.
He's having a Chesterfield and a ginger beer.
The woman next door was smoking Dunhills.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I leaned over and I said, well, how I broached it with her was, so I wouldn't be a total ass and say, like, what's your problem, bitch? I leaned over and said, hi, I'm your neighbor. Now, I never do this. I don't like talking to these people.
Right.
I put my hand over and go, hi, I know I'm from D.C. Notice you're smoking. I got no problem with that. I said, by any chance, did you call and complain about me smoking a cigar? Because if you're offended by that. So she said, no, it wasn't her. So then, is it the guy in the next one? No, it's not him, because I talked to him, too. He's a veteran of WW2. He's like, smokes like a chimney. He's got all kinds of tattoos. I mean, I'm meeting these people.
But you're obsessed.
Yes, and then it leaves me, it can only be the people who are in the cabin directly below us,
mm-hmm,
right? I've got to think it's them. Now, how am I going to get to them? Because I can't lean over the edge.
Tie a couple of sheets together.
They're directly below me. Well, the second day on the cruise, I see these big fat fingers that have just been manicured out on the railing of the deck underneath us.
Now, the way you've gone into this, obviously, it sounds like they're guilty until proven innocent.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going in with the attitude.
You're goddamn right.
Even when you saw the cigarettes, they still ratted you out as far as you were concerned.
Narrowed it down. Until I was able to figure it out. So now I see
this is directly below you now?
Yes. Now I see the big fat fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, now what do I do? What do I do? Because I'm a floor up.
Right.
So I just see the hands over the edge of the rail. I lean over my deck a little bit like this, and I go, hey. I actually say this because I'm just such an idiot. I go, hey, ahoy down there.
Oh, no.
And I see.
What you say on a ship?
I see this woman who's got
Gilligan.
She's got the pink curlers in her hair that are the kind that have the squishy marshmallow stuff in them.
The
foam rubber.
Yeah. Well, if she had curlers in her hair, I'm sure she didn't mind her privacy being invaded.
She was down there in her house coat. And finally I say, hey, ahoy. And she looks.
Ahoy, Flo.
So she looks up like this. And she's like, yo, hi up there. I said, how you doing down there? She said, well, I'm doing fine down here. And I said, listen, I just want to ask you a question. I smoke cigars. Does that bother you? No. No, it doesn't bother me at all. Okay, great, because somebody ratted me out. Well, she said...
So you have sleuthed this now. You're on your... You've just ruled out your third suspect.
Yes, uh-huh. And I have to thank the lady with the...
Is there anybody above you?
Mike.
Okay,
please.
That's right.
I'm on the cruise ship.
You're on the good floor.
I'm on the best floor.
All right,
what do you think?
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, very good.
So I said,
who
are
you talking to?
I said, a fat finger lady. Uh-huh. Now I got some dialogue going.
See, what's amazing is you're presenting all these people in such a way as to be the guilty party, and then now, you say fat fingers and all that and curlers, you're painting this horrible picture of her. She's innocent,
eliminating suspects.
Yes, she's not innocent of being a fat pig. I mean,
this is like CSI because you think everybody's guilty.
She's not an attractive woman. However, I do have to give her props, because we have a nice little chat, and later that day, she obviously hears the sound of our sliding glass door opening and my big ass getting into the chair,
mm-hmm,
and I hear from the deck below, she goes, hello, are you up there? I lean over, and I go, hey, how you doing? She goes, I found out who it was.
Ah, that's so.
And I'm like, oh, my God, hold on. Yeah, just a second.
She knows that you're obsessed with
hold
it.
On, you know? I say to her, how do you know? She says, I swear to God, this is the third day on the cruise. She said, I don't feel comfortable talking out here. Why don't we meet out by the elevators?
smart.
So she's on the
eighth. How cool is that?
She's
having fun with it, too.
So I get out of the room and go down to walk down to the eighth floor, and she's standing by the elevator. She's, you know, whatever.
She's there with just a robot. You know,
ready. My name is Bobby Baklava, whatever her name is.
I will give you the information if you'll make it worth my while, big boy.
So she's very nice, and she's from Staten Island, and she says, I did some searching. It's 1912. I said,
wow.
I said, 1912? I said, they have an inside cabin. They're across the hall from us. How could they get it? She said, when you were moving in, when the butler was moving, or the stateroom guy, whatever it was, the guy's moving your luggage into the room, they had all the doors open.
And a breeze.
You were sitting out on your deck, and the smoke blew over into her room. She called down immediately. That's her. 9-1-1-2. So it's like, oh, wow. The hatred that I had.
So now you've concluded your investigation.
No, I've had my...
It's time to make an arrest.
And this was sweet. Because now I know who it is.
Okay. There you are. Starting out your fabulous vacation, and right away, you've got a battle going.
I loved it. So now I know who it is, and now I got to figure out what to do. What to do, because now I've seen this woman. She kind of, the celebrity she most resembles is Emma Thompson, the actress.
All right.
Although she's not British, and she looks kind of like Shelley Long.
Okay.
And it's obvious that the husband maybe had left within the last 48 hours. She was a little disheveled.
Yeah.
And she's there with the three kids.
Okay.
And she, at first I felt bad for her because she's a single mom, but then I think, what the hell? She's on a cruise ship.
Right.
And right as I'm making these assumptions, because I'm looking through my people. You understand now? I'm looking through the front door of our room, and I'm...
Is there an acupuncturist on the ship?
There was. I swear to Christ there was.
Really?
I didn't go do it because I only trust
right
my
one
girl.
Yeah.
But I'm looking through the people, and I see her, and I can hear them because it's on a cruise ship, and the walls are like paper, and I hear her out there, and I hear the kids saying, Mom, we wanted this. Mom, we... And then I hear one of the kids say, well, that's just a bunch of ass. And then the other kid says, he said ass. The mom says to both of them, shut up. They go, it's not fair. And then I hear, pow, pow, slap. She slaps me. So they go into their room.
A little corporal punishment?
Yeah. So they go into their room. I go to the phone. Push concierge. Go, yeah, hi, this is 9-1-1-7. I don't know what's going on. I'm sure it's just regular discipline, but it's sure to sound to me like a 9-1-1-2. The woman's beating her kids. I'm sure she's not. I swear to God I did this. I'm sure she's not.
Uh-huh.
And then here's the best.
You kill me.
So here's the best part of this.
Mm-hmm.
I get off the phone. The guy says, I really don't know what we can do. I said, I don't think it's it, but the noise is bothering me.
Right.
So I leave my room. I make the phone call. I leave the room.
Cash over to the people.
No, I leave the room.
Right.
I stand out in the lobby, but I'm standing in the lobby, which is right next to her door, and I'm waiting until I hear the telephone ring. And I'm outside, and it's a pretty efficient boat, because I'm standing outside less than 60 seconds when I hear the phone in her room ring. And all I hear is her go, hello? Yes? Now, keep in mind, I can hear this.
Right.
Because also on these boats, there's like a quarter inch of air underneath the door. I mean, the doors don't go flat down to the floor. I mean, not I know that all doors
don't. So they're not watertight?
No, they're not.
Just curious.
Not in the least.
Right.
And
a big guy.
And if you're standing right by somebody's room, you can hear everything. So I'm standing outside her door, being very bold right now. If I had a glass, it would have had it up to the door.
Right.
And I hear her say, what? Well, my children are very well behaved. Well, this is outrageous. What can you tell me? Who complained? Well, I'm sorry. This is unacceptable. We hear the phone slammed out. It's fantastic. I am having the time of my life. Now they've called her and said, hey,
right,
you know, if you're going to beat your kids, you know, be quieter about it.
Yeah.
So just standing out there for a second, enjoying myself, when the door opens, and it's one of the kids. It's one of the little brats.
And you're like caught?
Well, it was only a little kid.
Yeah, right,
like five. Right. And she doesn't know that I'm right in the room across the hall. I mean, literally, she opened the door and I went, whoa, because I was standing right there. And she said, hello. And I said, Hi, do you know where 9251 is? And the little kid just looked at me, and I said, never mind, I'll find it on my own.
Very good. Good cover.
Waited for her to shut the door. Ran into my room across the hall. Then at the peephole.
Right.
Waiting for them to come out. Waiting for them to come out. And sure enough, about 30 seconds later, she comes out, and her head is on a swivel. She's like, do you remember that old that toy that they had when you were kids? That it was a bird.
And, drank water.
The head would go into the drink. I mean, that's what her head's bothering the whole rest of the cruise. I'm telling you, it's uptight.
Now, I know you. I know you. And that's satisfying. But I know you. And it's not.
It was the last day, Mike. It must always be the day that we left.
What was the day where you had to say something directly to her so that she knew?
The last morning.
I knew it.
Morning.
I knew it. Because it's just not thick enough, is it? Unless you know.
The boat docked in Miami at 7.
Right.
I showered, went upstairs to get coffee. Came downstairs. At this point, all of the doors are open in all of the rooms because they're cleaning out. They're getting ready for the next bunch of people. And she was in there with her kids, and I walked by, and I had to be very careful because I want Frieda to know that I'm doing this thing. So I walked by and said, well, did you have a nice cruise? She said, a wonderful cruise. I said, incidentally, I'm right across the hall. I've been out over here the whole time. You have a wonderful family, and I'm really not upset at all that you called about my cigar smoking. I hope you don't mind that I called about the noise your kids made. Have a nice time. I swear to Christ.
Now, I know it. That's a payoff.
Now I'm satisfied, and I'm happy. I'm loving it.
Oh, man.
And you just chugged on down the hallway? Did she follow you at all?
She did not.
No.
She did not. Boy, I got her.
Yeah, she did.
Boy, did I get her. You can call it a cruise ship. You can call it a gang. You go, hey, listen, I'm pretty sure there's a gangbang going on now. 9-1-1-2. No matter what you say, all you do is call.
We'll be wrong.
We'll get right on that, sir. Excuse me, is there a gangbang going on in this room?
No gangbang in this room.
Okay, well, try to keep it down, please. Thank you.
All right. May tomorrow be a perfect day. May you find love and laughter along the way. I'll be with you.
The next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.